106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For a complete contest rule, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Best of Don and Mike. Best of Don and Mike all week long. Don and Mike returning April 3rd, though, next Monday. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arndinger, with you on this fine Tuesday afternoon. Finally, spring has hit Washington, D.C. and the East Coast. So we're all happy about that. And you're happy about the fact that I've got a heaping steaming plate full of best of for you today. And today is a very, very, very good show. And I don't really need to say more because it is jam-packed and we're just going to jump right back into it. Remember some time ago when Don's plasma TV broke and he brought it into the station to drop off the roof? Well, that's what we've got for you today on the Best of Don and Mike.
They're here with the dump truck.
I think I met Fleetwood before the show.
I've changed my stance. I'm all in favor of Fleetwood now. I still don't trust Shady.
Okay. Well, that's a good call.
The name.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see Shady hanging around.
Yeah, typical of the name. You don't just get a name like
no.
that.
No.
Well, you got to watch him. He's slim.
Slim Shady. He's the real Slim Shady. Yeah, we're going to have some fun today.
Like my body.
We've already got the 68-pound useless plasma television.
We waited.
On the roof.
You know, we've done a lot of destruction over the years on the radio, but this, we're doing this the right way
this
today.
Is cool. Now, pleased to be listening. What's going to be happening today up on the roof?
When this whole world stops getting me down.
Where's my Lex Luthor gun? Just or whatever that DJ, that Lex Luthor gun.
Lars Larson.
Because
you can never
I
be
love
too
this
white.
Song. I got to shoot. I'm not going to play that.
Up
I've got to shoot
roof,
that song. At some point in today's show, while it's still light outside, which will be in the next... Well, it's light till the end of the show now.
Pretty
yes,
much
it is. Yeah. We'll be up on the roof. If you want to come watch, we'll give you some advance warning. Halfway through the show. About 5 o'clock East Coast time.
Yeah, perfect,
more or less.
Perfect time for it.
We'll be up on the roof.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to toss the plasma television, the broken one, the dead one, the one that's useless to me. We're going to toss it from the top of this building into a dump truck. Then you're going to hear the dump truck lift its dump thing up.
Yeah.
And it will dump what is left of the television.
Uh-huh, the parts.
Onto the pavement.
The pieces.
And that's when we have all kinds of tools.
Tools to destroy it further, to make the big pieces into smaller pieces.
Goggles? Do we have safety goggles?
Buzz, we knew you would ask.
You know, I'm all about safety.
And we do.
Uh-huh.
And we have the hard hats.
Yeah. Good.
And we have various lead pipes, like you'd see on the Sopranos.
Cool.
We have baseball bats. And Rob?
Yes?
What do we have in the area of power tools?
Oh, well, I brought a sledge mallet and a claw mallet. We have a
power
Are those
drill.
Power tools? Or?
Yeah, I'm just telling you what I brought.
Oh, what you brought.
I brought an electric chainsaw.
Yes.
Right. And a power drill with a huge bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is why we got into radio.
This is going to be fun.
Today we'll be tossing the television into a dump truck. And how high is the
80 feet
is the building?
Something like that. 80
yeah.
feet.
80 feet. Well, then you know it's not that far off from the crane.
It couldn't be 80 feet. It's a three-story building.
So it's
about 35 feet, probably.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody about a crane today that we were going to do at 80 feet.
Well, it's
about 35, 40 feet.
Yeah. Beth Ann had talked to the crane guy.
Yeah.
I guess I'll give them a plug. McGee's Crane Rental.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. We're not using their 120-ton hydraulic crane.
Thanks, McGee.
Because we had a little get-together. Before the show with the engineering staff, and they said, you know, we don't really think we can sign off on this. If you take this TV set and hoist it up 100, and they were tossing around numbers like 110 feet in the air, and then dropping it from the crane, I said, I don't know what the odds are of it actually going in the dump truck.
Yeah, I mean, of even getting the aim right.
Yeah,
high enough where it is right now. Doing it from the roof, it's very high.
Yeah, very high.
But Taz was excited at the thought of bringing a crane in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Taz, and she's on it.
Yeah, running around like the Tasmanian devil.
Taz, is that the new nickname for Beth Ann?
Yeah,
McBride?
She doesn't care for it, but I told her it's a term of endearment.
She's a whirling dervish.
She sure is. Yeah, she was on top of it today. Uh-huh. I just said to her, I love like, just give us some options. She said, okay, you know, here's the dump truck. I got a guy with a crane coming now to you.
I'm going
to
need three or four options, Beth Ann.
You're like RoboCop. So that's going to be fun, and we'll be videotaping it, and we'll have the streaming video up on our website.
Wonderful.
If you're not able to make it down here, I think we'll have the cameras up on top of the roof and also a camera down on the bottom.
That'll be fabulous.
So that's the highlight of doing a radio show.
You know, and it's going to be so well done. And the sound, I mean, just, you know, taking a dump truck and making that your target.
Yeah.
And that metal on metal, it's going to be
crash.
And not to alarm anybody, that's going to be down on the bottom, on the ground floor.
Right.
But you may want to just get under protective cover because it's, you know, Rob and I were up there today. Oops, hold on.
There's a falling monitor now.
The equipment is falling apart. We were up on the roof today with the TV, and the vantage point that I had from my angle on the left side, I thought we had it totally centered with the truck.
Right.
Rob said, no, we got to move about 3 feet to the right.
Yeah.
I said,
this is very crucial.
I said, gee, do you think so? And he yells down to Beth Ann, where should we go? And so we go approximately 3 feet to the right.
Yeah, it was hard to read it. It was, because you got a weird...
Well, you know, they have new technology. You can use one of those, like, laser pointers you get in any hardware store, you know, for, like, 20 bucks. I don't have that.
It's time now to go back.
Oh, if this is
tape, it only... Boy, this tape is just...
Tape hasn't been used in 10 years.
Tape is freezing up like the Pope, like the old Pope.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah, that worked with the Pope.
Now let's take a trip back.
Well, it doesn't work, so you hit it harder?
That's right. Dan Ryson taught me that.
Works at home.
Wow.
That works.
Listen to
it
struggle to move around.
How's that?
Wow. That's our reminiscing music. Normally it's our heaven music.
Let me see. The year was 1990.
Wow.
When Mike and I first met Rudy Martsky from USA Today at the Super Bowl.
That's right. It's not the first time we met him, though.
When's the first time we met him?
We met him at Joe Theismann's wedding.
Oh, forgot about that.
That's right.
Huh?
The one...
Number two, I think.
The one with the chick that he married before the girl that he married now.
I believe so.
Well, either way, we've been friends with Rudy a long time.
Yeah,
very long. Wrote a column for USA Today about all the crap that goes on inside the TV sports business.
Right.
And he was just asked to retire by USA Today.
Huh.
And the reason that he has not been on the show in 4 years is that the editor had a giant HO for us.
Didn't care for this show, didn't care for his participation on it.
Hmm.
So we're didn't like him on it.
Call Rudy now.
Rudy have an oopsie?
Well, Rudy is king of the oopsies.
We proved that.
Well, that's right.
That's right. We went through his laundry.
Proved that in Hotlanta.
Hello.
Rudy.
Oh, my.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is once again back. Rudy Martsky back on the Don.
Yay. Rudy, it has been too long.
Well, my favorite show. You're always my favorite, and love being with you. We just had a little respite there where we couldn't be on, but I'm back on now.
Yeah, okay, we
took a little break, Rudy.
Friends.
Yeah. Here's what we have to ask you first.
I love playing all these tapes, too.
Here's what we have to ask you first. How many years did you work at USA Today?
Almost 23.
23 wow. Years.
Hell of a career.
20. Yeah.
How about that jerk editor that made you stop being on our show? What a jerk that guy is, huh?
Well, he was a nice guy at the end. He was part of the retirement party last night and gave me a nice little present to goodbye thing. So, hey.
What did they give you?
Things change.
What did they give you?
Oh, they gave me a big picture, kind of a portrait of myself, which... Wow. You know, I complained to Mouse. I said, hey, you know, I'm not smiling in there. She says, Rudy, you don't smile.
Unless you do that big laugh where you go, ha, 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 ha.
So,
it has been a long time, Rudy.
So yeah. Rudy, would you say that your parting from USA Today was on good terms? I mean, because now they're in your rearview mirror, right?
Yeah.
So, did you leave on your own terms?
Yeah, I lived on my own terms, and I had a wonderful main editor named Marty Laurel, and he was with me right to the end last night and walked me to the door, and he didn't push me out. No,
I had heard you kind of got... I mean, I'm not trying to put you down. I'm just trying to get to the bottom. I heard that, and if I heard wrong, please tell me, but I heard that perhaps they asked you to, you know, they kind of coaxed you out.
No, that did not happen. In fact... Monty, a week before, he told the whole staff he was hoping I would change my mind and stick around.
All right, well then let me ask you, Rudy, why did you choose to hang up your pen?
Well, you know, I've been working 40 years, guys, full time, and almost 30 at Gannett, and about 23 at USA Today. Probably worked harder the last 5-6 years than I'd worked even before, and so. And, I just thought it was time for a break to cut back on the full-time duty, and I missed being on a Donna White Mike show.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So, Rudy, the actual hard work, what particular years were you talking about? Certainly not the years you were on this show.
No. Since I left you guys, I worked so much harder.
I bet you did.
Missed you guys at Super Bowls and everything else.
Well, I heard that you just got stabbed in the back by that. I mean, I'm not. If you're telling me that's not the case... I won't continue this line of questioning, but I heard you kind of got pushed out. They treated you not as you should have been treated.
Well, look, there was no stabbing in the back. There was no pushed out. I mean, I came to that conclusion myself. But look, like anybody who works at any place, hey, you have some ups and some downs, and sure. and you move ahead. But
hey, where's
I'll
Mouse?
Say this: I've been very pleased or gratified at all the responses from, you know, let's say not only just people in the business that called me or sent me emails, but Joe fans. Friend. I mean, there's even one in today's paper, some fan from Pennsylvania, a letter to the editor in the sports section.
Well, then,
if that's the case,
Rudy, if they didn't push you out, then why'd you quit? I mean, don't
say he worked for 4 years. He already answered that. He said he got tired of working.
Okay, but
yeah, but that doesn't really wash because a lot of people when they retire, they play golf and drink beer. So how will things change?
Rob's got it right. I mean, well, we drink a little wine lately, not all beer. But
oh, really? You mean you switched over to Mouse's flavor now?
Well,
what size box
not
are you buying?
Flavor? No. But it's time to play a little more golf and relax and maybe do some part time work in this business. But the journalism. Television business that I've been in for quite a while, but hey, that's it. I mean, I'll just do something part time.
Rudy, see,
and I'll write my book too. And you guys,
you're gonna write your book.
Are
we gonna get a chapter? Rudy?
Now, is that where you're gonna write the awful truth about the way you were treated at USA Today in your book?
No, Don, you're trying to, you're going down the path that it's just not there. I had a great relationship.
Don, I ask you now to reveal your source. What source do you have that said Rudy was mistreated? And if it was Rob Spiewak, I want to know.
It was not. The source was someone very close to Rudy.
Okay.
Rudy, I'll...
Someone I thought we might be speaking to today who would speak the truth if Rudy did not. I'm, of course, referring to Phyllis.
The mouse.
The mouse. Right, I heard that the mouse has some very strong opinions.
Does she have strong opinions, Rudy?
Well, Mouse has got stronger opinions than when you first knew her. Yes.
Oh, very good.
I heard
okay.
Her ire was up when we spoke last week.
She had some very strong opinions when we spoke last week about...
That's okay. Listen,
Don Geronimo?
Yeah.
Were the Mouse's comments relayed to you through Rob Spiewak?
I was listening.
Okay.
Not relayed through, but listening on a separate, on another telephone.
Very good. I always like to launch my own in that. Rob?
Yes?
Investigation concluded.
Thank you.
Very good.
Am I cleared?
You're cleared.
I heard it myself.
You're cleared this time.
I heard it myself and had hoped that Mouse would be with Rudy.
And Mouse isn't with you now, Rudy?
No, she's...
Does she have her cell, Rudy? Does she have her cell with her?
I'm not sure.
Let's give it a try.
Whenever she's not with me, she's out shopping, buying clothes. Yeah.
What is the first thing you're going to do in retirement, Rudy?
Say something more.
Just relax, but also play some golf. I got a golf date lined up tomorrow. I'll play some golf.
So you still got all your contacts in TV, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, a lot of them called in the last week, John Madden, Bob Costas, and Marv Albert. Some of your favorite guys.
Rudy, seriously, though, your schedule, you went to all the major sporting events for how many years in a row?
I'd say 1976 I went to just about every NCAA Final Four basketball tournament.
And exactly when was it, as I now think about your relationship with USA Today, how many years ago was it that they started telling you that it wasn't in the budget for you to actually go to the events?
Oh, no, that was just last couple of years. But, hey, everybody's got tight budgets nowadays. But
sure.
I was okay. I mean, I've been to, let's say, most Super Bowls over, since 84.
Hey, can you hold on? Would you mind if we brought Mouse in on this?
Well, you can bring her in.
All right, let's put Mouse on.
Here we have... We have the mouse on the line now.
This is our reunion show with
everybody.
Rudy Marsky.
Here's the mouse.
Hi, Mouse.
Hello.
Hi.
Long time no chat, Mouse. How are you?
I know. Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
It's always great to hear from you.
I'm gonna interrupt now. Just keep your mouth shut about anything in USA Today. Okay?
Rudy.
He's going to set you up for something. Okay?
Mouse just wanted to set you up to speak the truth.
Oh, okay, well, I know the truth, but I can't say it.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
How they? So you don't want to say, well, why? What are they going to do? They're not going to come to your house and, like, take your mailbox.
They're not going to come to my house, but, I mean, you've had a lot of jobs, and you've moved on, and,
I've burned every bridge, Rudy.
You got a new one.
I've burned every single bridge.
I think he's afraid if they talk, they're going to make a colorful pie chart about how much money he has to pay.
Yeah, really.
Mouse?
I haven't sent my last expense report in.
Well, maybe we'll get some more answers from Rudy after the expense report goes in.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, well, after that, then, Mouse, perhaps we can just chat with you sometime.
Hey, Rudy,
I'd love to.
Yeah, let me ask you this, guys, both of you. Rudy, I'll ask you first. Is there a chance that in the future you might share one or two stories about some of your experiences at USA Today?
Well, I'd share some, sure. Out in the future, of course, guys.
Very good.
I think we'll get more stories from Mouse.
I think so, too.
More about what really happened.
But I think what we'll have to do is we'll have to do it over a dinner table.
Yeah, really?
No, that's all right. If they tell us at dinner, we just say it up the next day on the air.
Absolutely.
You know the way to the Munchkies' heart.
That's Don, always trying to stir it up.
Absolutely.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's me just trying to stir it up. Meanwhile...
Now, where are you guys? Are you guys living in Orlando now?
Yes, we are.
And you liking it down there?
Oh, we like it a lot, yes.
Oh, good.
We're going to be playing a lot of golf and swimming in our pool and just taking it easy.
All right, good.
Yeah, swimming in that pool.
Yeah.
How are things going in the bedroom with Rudy?
they're the usual.
Okay.
Excellent. So that means he's still a tomcat.
Not really.
Well, not really.
Well, I recall from that same Atlanta broadcast, Rudy admitting to being a morning man.
Well, he can be.
Very, very good.
Hey, Mouse, we sure do miss having you guys on the show. And, you know, Mouse has been so sweet. On a personal note, always staying in touch with Rita and I. We get the Christmas cards from Rudy and the Mouse. Even all these these years that Rudy's not been on the show. You know how fond we are of you guys, and we really hope
you.
Yeah, we really miss you. And we miss you guys, too. So
you still keep in touch with Jersey Jerry?
Well, yes. We were just stayed at his house this past weekend.
Aww. With the cobra?
Isn't that wonderful?
With the cobra.
With the cobra.
With the cobra.
How about Sal?
How about Sal?
Yeah, how's Sal doing?
We haven't seen Sal since we left Atlanta.
Oh, okay. A little falling out with Sal.
We left him up there.
You left Sal.
Regretfully.
Okay, now
he's got another shaky commercial real estate deal going. That's all I know.
Well, remember Sal in the talking picture frames?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Sal's always got something going.
All right, Mouse, it's great talking to you. We'll talk very soon. Anytime you want to tell us what really happened with Rudy, you know, how pissed off you are, call in.
Okay, I will.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Mouse.
Bye, Mouse.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Mouse. I'm telling you, way to go. You know, I've never known you to stand up to your wife like that before.
Yeah,
Rudy.
You muzzled her pretty good there, Rudy.
Well, we didn't want to incriminate herself on over the airways. That's all.
Right.
No, after all, these.
I knew Don was setting her up for something. I had to head her off the block.
Rudy, listen. Let's be very honest about this. When you started to ply your trade with USA Today in a national forum, who else in America was doing a column like you were doing? Nobody.
Nobody was.
Nobody
was doing a national column. But there was a guy in Boston named Jack Craig with the Boston Globe, whom we call the godfather of the business. And he used to write for Sporting News also, television sports.
Well, listen, he was a hack because you did it on a national level.
That's right.
And you're the guy that gets recognized. Listen, Rudy, they talk about these schmucks. They've talked about you on TV. I'm watching TNT the other night, some basketball game, and Ernie Johnson is saying, well, I don't know what Rudy Martsky's going to think about that.
Right.
I mean, they talk about you on TV. I just think it's awful the way, seriously, the way that you were...
I'll ask him a question.
The way you were retired.
He's not going to talk about that, but let me ask you a question. Maybe we can get some... Rudy, in the time you've been there since you started with USA Today until the end, how has it changed? How did the business change, for better or worse?
Well, let me see. I think you could go both ways in that, Mike. It just got bigger and bigger. Of course, there's more TV columns out there right now, but also there's more TV outlets. I mean, like when we started doing this show with you guys, I think it was back in the early 90s, that we met 92 Super Bowl up there in Minneapolis. We started doing this, but
right.
Here's what. They now have all these extra TV outlets. You know, you've got ESPNU, you got ESPN Classic, you got Fox Sports Net is doing all this stuff, and you got CSTV, College Sports Television. I mean, you know, all these new outlets, so they all have new spots for announcers and so on, and tough to keep up with all of it and stay on top of it.
All I know is you should have that gig. What did Madden say to you?
He called and he said, Rudy, tell me it isn't true. Come on. Hey, you're a legend or you're an icon or something like that. And I said, well, John, I'll still be somehow active and running into him.
And I'm sure you're aware of this.
I'll do my book. I'll do a chapter in Madden, too.
Hey, they're not going
to... Writing all those buses across the country. Know that?
They're not going to give He Stand your column all the time, are they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mike is better pointed the guy ever.
He's good.
Homo.
He's really good.
Homo.
Some kind of interference.
Really good. What about... Hey, you know who was really up your butt in a good way? I read something in the St. Louis paper where you started, where Bob Costas was just being as flowery. You know, and that's a compliment because Bob Costas is so well-spoken, saying what a great guy you were. And also Nancy was way crawling up your shorts about your retirement. I mean, all these guys are really kissing your ass.
Well, they should.
There's the answer. Very good.
That's right.
You guys thought that I hired Costas for his first job out of Syracuse when I was...
That's when you were the ABA, right?
Yeah, director of operations, that GM guy of the Spirits of St. Louis ABA team way back in, I believe it was 72 to 74.
What do you think?
Hired Costas out of Syracuse.
What do you think about all this crap with all the TVs, the networks, with NBC getting Sunday night, Monday? Do you think it matters Monday Night Football will not be on ABC, be on ESPN?
I don't think it matters what, let's say, people... Some people weren't following this story as much as I was, so it was like news to them, oh my gosh, it won't be on ABC anymore. Well, the general sports fan, he's watching ESPN anyway.
Right.
ESPN's in something like 83% of the USA's homes, and I always figured that 15% of those people weren't sports fans. The other 2%, maybe they couldn't afford cable, or they just are not in a position where they get cable out in some mountainous area, whatever it is. But hey,
where does Madden go?
Madden, I think, has a good chance of going over to NBC. They tried to hire him 8 years ago.
Hey, hold on.
When Fox got him.
I got to tell you something. I said this before you came on the air. What are the chances? How smart would it be if NBC got Summerall and Madden back together for that Sunday night package?
Well, they probably won't get Summerall because, you know, they have Costas there. NBC does. And I think that's the reason why they will not be hiring with Michael
Costas and John Madden. I think that would
be good.
A winner.
Strong.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's it's going to take a while to all that stuff unfold because we got a whole season to go through here. But I would not be surprised that if Costas and Madden are the team over at NBC.
All right, Rudy. And will you be attending more Wisconsin Badgers football games?
We're inviting you guys to Wisconsin and North Carolina on September 17th. We'll show the parking lot out of there.
And then
you guys can come with us. We're going to be going out to Wisconsin and Hawaii on weekend.
Nothing's going to change for this man.
Rudy.
He's been retired for 30 years.
Let's stay in touch. Let's get you back on the show. Let's work those old connections, for God's sakes. Maybe we can open a bottle of truth serum sometime and find out exactly what happened. But Rudy, we're so glad that you're back on the show.
Great to hear you again, Rudy.
We'd love to get you on a regular basis.
Okay. Love to do it, Don, and really appreciate talking to you guys again. You're the best.
No, you are, Rudy. And incidentally, last thing, way to handle your woman. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm cut off now, that's for sure.
Are you still hitting that thing?
Well,
I'll be
correct. She is my wife.
There you go.
That's right.
Way to go, Rudy.
That's my Rudy. How do you feel about the German Pope?
I think that's great.
Good answer.
Why not?
Thanks, Rudy.
We'll have more bratwurst.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, Rudy.
Okay, guys.
All right, dude.
Okay.
Bye. Rudy Martsky.
He's so Rudy. And he's now still a little the nervous Rudy that we got at the end of his tenure with us. And as he continues to be on the show, you're going to get the real Rudy. And
does this mean...
Somehow, some way, though, let me tell you something. To get the real, real Rudy, we have to be where he is, and we have to do something with him the night before he comes on here.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think Mouse, if given the opportunity, if there was a box of wine somewhere, catch her some afternoon, trust me, she has a lot of stories to tell.
Absolutely.
About Rudy and the screw job.
Good to have Rudy back. Does this mean we're going to do It's a Wonderful Life again?
No.
Warning!
But you heard when I was with Mouse, and she's like, I can't wait to get on and talk about it. Obviously,
that's true.
The cooler heads have appreciated.
Sure. All right, well, another day.
Isn't that awful?
Never call Mouse during happy hour.
That is Rudy Martsky and his wife, the Mouse.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike on 3FM.
Travel with M66. We're already seeing delays there from Nestle Street to Fairfax and again near the Virginia Visitor Center to 234. Join McDonald's and the Japan America Society at the Sakuri Matsura Japanese Street Festival April 8th. Look for the world's largest Happy Meal on Pennsylvania Avenue. Learn more at NationalCherryBlossomFestival.com. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, for FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7 FM.com.
The Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Net 100, the industry leader in structured cabling service. They are currently hiring for voice and data cable installers. Contact them today for a new career. 703-995-5299.
Viewer discretion advised.
A man tries to protect what he loves. He builds walls. He keeps the world out.
Nick Atwater is a thief.
Izzy, are we good to go?
Here we go. On three. One, two.
Oh, shit! Benjamin's back!
A thief who believes everybody steals.
Biggest thieves in the country got their names all over Fortune 500 companies. Enron, WorldCom, no such thing as a straight life.
A thief whose work has finally followed him home.
Somebody saw you, Nick. You're exposed.
I need this money. My money. Mine.
We take their money, they will go after our family.
Emmy Award winner Andre Brower.
Anybody messes with her, messes with me.
There's somebody out back.
You steal, you pay.
Thief.
7 to 9 to 10. Only on FX.
Right here. Right then.
What is Nissan now? It's bold design. From the sculpted Nissan Murano to the sleek 350Z. It's athletic utility. From the Xterra 2006 Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year to the Armada with 8 seats and a big V8 engine. It's awesome power. From the Nissan Maxima with a 265 horsepower V6 to the Titan Nissan 305 horsepower full-size pickup. This is Nissan now. And this is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan. Like on the 2006 Altima 2.5S with a special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Get to your Nissan dealer now. Event ends March 31st. Nissan, shift your ride. For well-qualified lessees, tax, title, and license extra, call 1-888-858-8319 for Altima lease and Maxima horsepower details. Offer ends 4306.
Tower Records Insider Tuesdays here, giving you the inside track on new CD releases at $9.99, DVDs at $16.99, and letting you in on some little-known insider facts. First off, on the DVD front, looks like our favorite gorilla is at it again.
Fact! Gorillas fornicate year-round!
Yes, they do. And the King Kong Special Edition 2 DVD set is available for only $16.99. Also on sale, the latest DVD, Get Rich or Die Trying, by 50 Cent. Now on to CDs. Rob Zombie's latest...
Fact! Zombies are slow and hate fire!
That's great. As I was saying, Rob Zombie's latest CD release is available for just $9.99. There's also the Yeah Yeah Yeah's new CD, Show Your Bones.
Fact! The thigh bone's connected to the knee bone.
Yeah, and it's available for $9.99. So pick these up at Tower Records or shop online anytime at tower.com. Tune in next week for $9.99 CDs, $16.99 DVDs, and more riveting facts.
Fact!
All right, then. For music, movies, games, and gadgets, Tower Records. Life played loud.
After a while, don't all the horror movies start to run together? There's a crazy guy in some kind of mask, great with power tools, bad with English, trying to set a world record for killing fresh-faced teens on a deserted country road. The smoking hot chick who takes one too many showers, glass shards, big knives, runaway trucks, and inevitably, 14 sequels. Okay, here's a thought. What if you took aliens, giant flesh-eating slugs, and zombies, and combined them into a movie that critics are calling a gleefully nasty and ingeniously twisted horror comedy?
Oh, that's gross.
On Friday, from the people who brought you 2004's Dawn of the Dead, comes a fresh new take on the horror genre.
The worms are in their brain!
Slither.
You're tearing me apart!
Chick is hardcore.
Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters Friday. Check out moviebone.com/unscripted to hear the stars of Slither share their Slithermost secrets from the film.
Hey, Sly, the lady's on the phone again. Ask them when we're going to have a car ready.
What? Oh, tell her late next week we got to wait for the parts. Oh, nice hit.
Hey, Sly, now she's asking how come it takes so long for the parts to show up.
Oh, for crying out loud. Hey, tell her they got to ground ship them, all right? Ground shipping always takes forever.
Hey, Sly.
What?
She says, how come we don't just ship them UPS ground? She says UPS Ground has gotten wicked faster.
UPS Ground?
Yes.
What is it with this lady? Doesn't she know it's baseball season or what?
Hey, Sly.
Don't.
She says, why don't we just listen to the game on the radio so we can work on a car at the same time?
Petey, you weren't supposed to tell her that.
Now UPS is a day or more faster on ground shipments to and from the most popular business locations across the country. And faster shipping helps your business. Learn more at ups.com/fast. UPS, what can Brown do for you?
There you are, sitting there, alone, waiting in beltway traffic, hypnotized by that absolute genius in front of you with his blinker on since Fairfax County. And then, just to rub it in, you're being passed by, one after the other, by those Ford Escape hybrids, because the government says they're okay for hub lanes. Plus, they even give hybrid owners great tax credits. But what really gets me is that they get an 8-year, 100,000-mile warranty on unique hybrid components, including battery, ECVT, and DC-DC converter. These greenies make me green with envy. Buy a Ford Escape Hybrid with interest-free financing for 5 years through Ford Credit before April 3rd and enjoy the comfort and capability of the only SUV hybrid in the world.
Tax benefits may vary. See your tax advisor for details. Not all buyers will qualify. 5-year Ford Credit APR financing at $1,667 per $1,000 finance with 10% down. Actual savings will vary by model. Must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 4306. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Michelob Ultra Open at Kings Mill, May 8th through 14th. The LPGA pros simply love what many call the fifth major. Why? Well, start with a spectacular river course.
This is just the greatest place for a golf event.
Throw in the best field strength of any LPGA tournament in 2005, including all four majors.
Katrina Matthews with the 30 and 18.
Lori Kane, Grace Park, Natalie Bolfus, Annika Sorenstam, defending champion Christy Kerr. You get the idea. Add an impressive $2.2 million purse, then end with the traditional final round on Mother's Day. And why do fans love the Michelob Ultra Open? It's simple. These girls rock. The Michelob Ultra Open at Kings Mill, May 8th through 14th, with the final round on Mother's Day. Junior 17 and under admitted free with a ticketed adult. Look for $5 off coupons on daily tickets at local retailers. For tickets and complete details, go to MichelobUltraOpen.com or call 757-253-3985. Because in case you forgot, these girls rock.
The road to perfection. What exactly would that entail? Chandelier street lamps? A toll booth that hands you money? Traffic lights that are forever green? Nice. But how about something that's actually obtainable? The Lexus ES. Closer to perfection than ever before. With a comprehensive network of computers and sensors to guide available features like heated and cooled front seats, rain-sensing windshield wipers, and a rear sunshade that automatically lowers in reverse. Even a memory system for both the driver and front passenger that recalls seat and outside mirror positions. In other words, the road to perfection is closer than you think. Especially starting at $32,950, as described as $34,440. The ES at your Washington area Lexus dealer.
MSRP includes delivery, processing, and handling fees. Includes taxes, title, license, and other optional equipment. Actual dealer price may vary.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Well, I'm free. I'm free. I'm gonna get free. I'm gonna get free.
Just what is it that you want to do?
We want to be free.
Freedom is indivisible.
In a world of freedom,
we'll once again be free.
I'm free.
Free FM. 106.7 WJFK. 106.7 FreeFM.com.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And I got one more question. I'm a student of print journalism, and I just wanted to know, what advice do you have for young people coming up into the field? Like, a lot of professors are telling us how hard it is to get into the field at first. I'd just like to know, since you're in the field, do you have any advice on that? For instance, experience, is that important?
Sure.
Is that probably the most important element?
Well, it's way up there.
It's way up there. Anything else? Anything you can do?
Pressure under fire.
Mm-hmm.
Done this before. I don't want it to be his first surgery.
Okay.
Applied himself well.
Mm-hmm.
These are things I'd have confidence in a young MD.
Okay. I'm talking about journalism field.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
The journalism. Like, I'm a student of journalism at a college, and I was just wondering the most important aspect of getting into journalism, not the medical field. I think you're exhausted from 30 nights.
I am exhausted from 30 nights. No person, even those of us who are superhuman, those of us with Herculean appetites for the diverse and the bizarre, even those of us who have shown an aptitude to fight the good fight and stay the good long battle, even those of us can get tired. And your boy is tired after 30 consecutive nights. I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro. That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Okay.
That's what we do. We're pros. We're never rude. We don't cop out. We don't tell you that we're ill or that we're looking for the farmhouse in the middle of the desert or that we're parched. We don't tell you that maybe the check didn't come through this month and where the hell does it go anyway if you're a guy who's left 16 forwarding addresses.
Okay.
So what do you do? What is the answer? Yeah, you're a little perturbed now. Kind of worried about the club.
The club?
Don't worry about the club. Worry about maybe Jackie might worry. Nah, don't worry. Okay, just cool it. Life is a breeze. Of course, some breezes, as you know, are 110 miles an hour and get promoted up to hurricanes. I passed that along. Speaking of passing it along, we're going to pass along now to the newsroom, the Mutual newsroom, high atop the overlooking downtown, beautiful downtown studios of Washington, Virginia, Washington, D.C. The Mutual newsroom will get us up to date on the news headlines, and we'll come back with a little more Open Phone America. We'll have our salute to my man, Duke Ziebert, by taking him to one of his favorite places, one of mine, too, the town of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Larry King Show in Washington, and we'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Right. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Ardinger, with you. Don and Mike returning April 3rd. That's next Monday, so cool it. Thank you, as Julia would say. We'll have to get her in the next break. Hey, we're working on that tape of the plasma TV. We are having technical difficulties with it, but we're going to get it right to you. Until then, though, we got a guy named Andrew who works at the front desk, and anytime you call Andrew, it's going to be on the best of Don and Mike. Before we move on, an important word.
Hi, an important word from Colette Harris, the receptionist at WJFK. Colette's asked for a few seconds on the show today.
Ah, very good.
Oh, good.
Go ahead. Hi, Colette.
Actually, it's Megan.
Oh. Hi, Megan. Is Colette there?
No, she ran away.
Well, then I'll...
maybe Megan has something to say?
Megan, do you have something to say?
I have something that I can say.
All right. What would you like to say, Megan?
You're forgiven if you miss the enlightening 05 baseball preview in this month's Playboy. Huh. After all, it could easily be October by the time you stop staring at the real Desperate Housewives pictorial, Playboy, on newsstands now.
Megan,
Megan.
Nice job. Megan, I got to tell you that. You just stopped the show.
Megan enjoyed that. Megan's a girl who works here at the station.
but really, that read was fabulous.
Thank you. Well,
better than the copy. And I want to say a special thanks to Colette.
Why did she back out of the last second?
Yeah, well done. Rob, take your anger at Colette away and think about that read that Megan just
did. It was top drawer. Her voice is so good. You could be in the Simpsons. Thank you, Megan. Thanks for helping.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's one of
just
our
the
network.
Way she did that little pictorial.
Mm-hmm.
It was very sexy.
Yeah. I'm going to go try to find our director of first impressions.
Get over it.
Don't get mad at Colette.
Jeez.
Colette does everything we ask her
we
to
got
do.
Something
yeah.
better than
what
yeah. everything
what
except one.
Rob, what did
focused
she say?
On the joy.
What did she say? She was uncomfortable? I bet she
comedically, it wasn't what it... I guarantee you're absolutely right. But look what we got there for
and
just
I,
a second.
Yes, you're right.
Something that we used to have on the show a lot of. Remember?
Yes.
Sex. And it was wonderful. Just for a moment, Rob. Please. Please. Let her go. Let Colette go.
Was Colette's problem the copy?
I told her it was not very good copy, and I said that's what's funny, and it would be great if she could help us out.
I bet she'll have you. Are you going to give her a second chance?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right.
I bet she didn't want to do an ad for a nudie magazine.
That's Andrew.
Who the hell is this? Oh, the asexual Andrew. Andrew, is Colette up there?
that's Colette in the background.
No, that would be Miss Fullman, actually.
Oh, is that Julie Fullman?
Well, anyway, all the women think you're asexual. Is Colette here?
No.
Andrew, pass along to Miss Fullman that she is a symphony in pink today.
Okay, hold on.
She wore pink today.
Andrew, actually.
Andrew?
What's he doing?
This is Andrew.
Julie's funny because we all think about Andrew.
Homo.
Yeah. What? Now listen,
Andrew.
Homo.
Andy has a girlfriend.
Sure. Julie. Now let me give you an example of young Andrew. What he just said.
Winner.
I said, please pass along to Ms. Fullman that she is a symphony in pink today. His trembling dove-like hand
Homo.
Immediately handed the phone to you. He couldn't do it himself.
Homo.
I'm very disappointed.
I might have to retract my statement about his girlfriend.
You know, it was funny, when I went
she has
up,
a beard.
When I went up there with Colette, Andrew was up there, and he said, "You should do it, Colette. At least they're not trying to throw televisions at you off the roof."
Andrew. Wait, here's Andy.
Or put upon Andy.
Andrew's back on, Don.
Here's Andy McDowell.
Homo.
That might have to be his new name or his agent. Andy McDowell.
Oh, you're killing me with that one. Andy, are you there?
I am here.
Andy
right.
McDowell.
Now, when I said pass along to Ms. Coleman, I meant for you to say it, Andrew.
Ah, sorry.
All right.
Can I tell you something? I was watching an Albert Brooks movie over the weekend, The Muse.
The Muse.
The Muse. You are fantastic in that movie.
I love your southern accent.
And, of course, in Groundhog Day.
You know, you carry the movie Groundhog Day.
But I hate your commercials for the shampoos. Tell me something, Andy.
Yes?
How long have you been doing commercials for? Or is it Clairol?
Maybe, something like that.
I don't know.
That's You're not going to get now. You know, we're going down. Mr. Spigoli, we're on a slippery slope here.
I understand.
We're riffing with Andrew.
Andrew, are you aware that Julie Fulman, who was on the phone moments ago, thinks that you are less than an M-A-N?
No, I couldn't hear, actually, ever.
Homo.
Well, actually, Julie was the first one to volunteer that he has a girlfriend. You have a girlfriend, Andrew?
I do have a girlfriend.
But by the end of the conversation, she said she might be ready to rescind that endorsement.
Homo.
That's because of the relentless playing of that sound effect.
Homo.
I don't hear any sound effect, Mike.
Homo.
That is.
You know, sometimes God speaks to people in different ways.
Homo.
Sometimes it's almost like one of those high-pitched dog whistles. It's something somebody hears, somebody else doesn't hear.
Right.
Or as the great Scott Shannon once said, it's CB interference.
I can't hear a thing.
All right, Andrew.
Thanks for stopping by.
Anything you'd like to add, Andrew?
Not from last time. I was
shocked. So now, as you reflect on your day of doing a woman's job, sitting at the front desk and sitting at the front desk and doing secretarial tasks and writing down messages for men.
That's right, out of the 1950s primer.
From other men.
Fetching coffee. Yeah.
Tossing sexual favors where you have to climb up the corporate ladder.
Andrew Falker.
What we've been doing tonight. Going home and getting some Clairol herbal essence and then maybe some of that, what's that green tea that women like so much that...
I know a lot of ladies enjoy sleepy time tea.
Yeah.
Now, see, this is where it's going too far, and he's going to show up tomorrow. And this is what the stories are. It was the last straw that Andrew couldn't take
any longer.
Maybe
get your TiVo of Desperate Housewives from last night.
I think I'll be okay.
Get some Ben and Jerry.
Homo.
Call a friend.
You know, we're just having fun, Andrew.
It's all good.
It's all good, Andrew.
No worries.
So I'm sort of used to it at this point, so it's kind of, you know.
You're used to it, and that's good. That's a good way to be.
Right, but let's be honest, Andrew. We're not the first people who have talked to you like this. We're just the first people who have talked to you like this on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely. you enjoy working here, don't you, Andrew?
I like it, yeah.
It's a crazy, fun place, isn't it?
We all do.
Andrew, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you enjoy being on the radio? 1 being the least, 10 being the most?
Let's say 8, maybe.
Oh, really? Oh, so you do enjoy it.
I do enjoy being on the radio. Yeah.
And exactly what do you do here at the station?
Sales assistant.
You're a sales assistant.
Homo.
So when Colette takes one of her... How many breaks does Colette take a day?
This is the first one today, actually.
Right. So the first one that you've been in there. Colette has a lot of substitutes up there, I notice.
Yeah?
You see Sarah Vowell when she was here?
Who's that?
Did you see Sarah Vowell, the woman that was just on the show? Did you see her at the front desk?
No, I didn't see her, actually.
Did you happen to notice her dream email manager?
The what?
Her dream email manager?
No, I didn't, sorry.
It kind of resembled that guy who used to paint on PBS, the dead guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't get a good look at him.
Except he was bald.
Mm. Well, that defeats the whole thing, you know. The guy on PBS, and he had the big furry fro.
Yeah. I'm going to totally kitchen sink here.
Okay.
When I was talking to Frank Murphy.
Yeah.
He told me that Mark St. John, our old program director at WAVA.
Tell me he's bald.
Wow.
That's...
Cue ball.
Like shaved, like to, going bald and then shaved it all?
Had to shave it down. Frank's going to email me this guy's picture.
Oh,
this,
man.
This is a guy, a program director that Mike and I worked for at WAVA
right.
about 12 years ago.
About 6'4 and weighed about 93 pounds.
This germ was one of these guys. He loved sitting with a pencil and paper listening to our show.
Mm-hmm.
10 o'clock in the morning would come by. We'd sit down. He'd say, "How you guys doing?" He would speak to us in a voice like this. "Hey, how are you guys doing? You're not playing enough records."
And he fancied the professorial look.
Yes,
Even back then, that's the look he liked. He didn't like to look like a DJ.
No.
He liked to look like a little baby professor.
Do you remember his name when he went on the air that one time?
Yeah, it was Bobby Q.
Bobby Q. We challenged him. At some point, it became a challenge to say to this guy, "How can you tell us what to do when, you know, you don't do it yourself?" So,
right.
One Saturday morning, 105 WAVA, this is Bobby Q.
It was the funniest thing we ever heard.
Anyway, it's sweet revenge for us.
Oh, I can't wait to see a picture of him bald.
Mark St. John, our former program director, is bald.
Man, because we've been fat forever, but he's only turned bald in the last 5 years.
Conceivably, we could all lose weight.
That's correct.
Do you think he's still married to that same lucky lady?
Absolutely.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because her last name is Money.
Yeah, that's the way we understood it.
Right.
Yeah. I'd love to see a picture of him. I really would.
Bob Ross is the name of the painter.
Bob Ross.
Oh, right, the guy on PBS.
We're going to be taking a little of that. And there, put that little red color over there.
Andrew, are you still there?
Apparently not.
No,
you better be able to.
Let me just put out his
winner!
Hold on. Oops, that's the wrong one.
Homo.
Shining the light.
Homo.
Let's see if he answers.
Homo. Homo.
That is the new voice of the day.
Homo.
That is. What's that come from?
Andrew.
Homo.
I hate to overanalyze them, but where is that from?
I don't.
Homo.
It's from Andrew. I don't know where it's from. Where is it from, Robbie?
It's from that movie Harold and Kumar Go to White
Castle. Oh, that's right. The White Castle. That's where it's from. Thank you for that clarification. Don't bother renting it because you've just heard the funniest part. Really, you have.
I got a phone call.
Don and Mike show.
How's that?
Hello?
Phone call.
Hey, Don.
Yes, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey. This is Boardwalk legend Joe Croy from Ocean Gallery World Center.
I think really a nickname. That almost counts. Too much of a sell.
You're out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That I don't even give him a plug. But I'll give him a plug. He's got that place on the boardwalk in Ocean City. That place that sells all those crappy paintings.
Oh, okay.
Seen that place with the Batmobile outside? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Why did you treat Sarah Silverman like she was just some writer and not like a big star?
Okay, you trying to be funny with Sarah Silverman?
No, I love her. I'm a big fan. I love her stand up. I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Sarah Vowell?
Say that again, boss.
That was Mike.
Oh,
hi, Mike.
How you feel about Sarah Vowell? Like
hello,
like by a vowel,
it's
Dana.
Radio. Hello.
Hey, I just don't understand what you're saying about Sarah Vowell.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever. Hello. Let's start.
I do think, though, seriously, we are having a little technical issue because this has been every caller today.
I know, but this guy is still, either this guy's working on a bad joke or he's really so dumb that he thinks that was Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Hello?
Sarah Silverman wasn't here.
Hello?
Sir. Hello? Yeah. No, I can do it. The nerve.
Well, I've got the perfect comeback.
Homo.
It's working today. Yeah, probably. That's got shelf life.
That really does. Yeah. I bet we burn it out before the end of the week. Which one do you think people will hate more? That one or...
Homo.
We got them all. What?
Plan at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What the hell? Let me see. And...
Homo.
That's nice.
Hey, that's got a good rhythm.
That's like gay, you've got mail.
Homo.
I like it.
Homo.
I like it and I want it.
Commercial. Well, you want it, you got it. Are you kidding me?
Homo.
Gotta go to the computer.
Stay there, we'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 3 FM's Don and Mike.
Very good evening. Interloop of the Beltway delays take you from Rockville Pike to the Mormon Temple. If you're traveling on 95 South in Maryland,
It's slow near College Park and Ramps Block because of a crash. Summer is just around the corner, and Gold's Gym wants to help you spring into shape. For a limited time, you can enroll for just $1. Call 1-800-99-GOLD or visit goldsgym.com today. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Stop by Jiffy Lube for an oil change today. With no appointment needed and over 25 years of reliable service, why go anywhere else? Jiffy Lube, the well-oiled machine.
Viewer discretion advised.
A man tries to protect what he loves. He builds walls. He keeps the world out.
Nick Atwater is a thief.
Izzy, are we good to go?
Here we go. On three. One, two.
Oh, yeah! Benjamin, baby! Oh.
A thief who believes everybody steals.
Biggest thieves in the country got their names all over Fortune 500 companies. Enron, WorldCom, no such thing as a straight life.
A thief whose work has finally followed him home.
Somebody saw you, Nick. You're exposed.
I need this money. My money. Mine.
We take their money, they will go after our family.
Emmy Award winner Andre Brower.
Anybody messes with her, messes with me.
There's somebody out back.
You steal, you pay.
Thief. The series premiere tonight at 10. Only on FX.
Right here. Right there.
What is Nissan now? It's bold design. From the sculpted Nissan Murano to the sleek 350Z. It's athletic utility. From the Xterra 2006 Motor Transport Utility of the Year to the Armada with 8 seats and a big V8 engine. It's awesome power. The Nissan Maxima with a 265 horsepower V6 to the Titan Nissan 305 horsepower full-size pickup. This is Nissan Now, and this is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan, like on the 2006 Altima 2.5S with a special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Get to your Nissan dealer now. Event ends March 31st. Nissan, shift your ride. For well-qualified lessees, tax title, and license extra, call 1-888-858-8319 for Altima lease and Maxima horsepower details. Offer ends 4306.
This Sunday, live and only on pay-per-view, the greatest spectacle in sports entertainment history goes big time.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
For the first time ever, John Cena takes on the game Triple H for the WWE Championship.
At WrestleMania, the King of Kings goes back on his throne.
World Heavyweight Champion Kurt Angle, Randy Orton, and Rey Mysterio clash in a triple threat match.
For the World Heavyweight Championship!
Plus, Mr. McMahon takes on Shawn Michaels. Mick Foley battles Edge in a hardcore match. And The Undertaker puts his 13-0 WrestleMania record on the line against Mark Henry in a casket match.
This is WrestleMania!
WrestleMania. Live Sunday, April 2nd on pay-per-view. For details, go to WrestleMania.com.
Don't miss WWE WrestleMania 22 this Sunday at 7 p.m. Only on in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering using your digital remote. Order WWE WrestleMania 22 today.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
You don't act okay.
I'm okay.
Your eyes look like they're stuck in the back of your head.
Not a good look, huh?
Not especially.
Gosh, thank you. We just got an order for 1,000 faux fur backpacks.
You want to know who's going to help with the packing?
Who will help us do the packing?
And the labels for shipping.
And the labels for shipping.
I'll call Ronstadt.
We need to get some help in here.
I'll call Ronstadt. They'll send exactly who we need.
Who will?
Ronstadt.
How do you know?
Because unlike you, Ronstadt listens.
What?
At Ronstadt, we listen. That's why we're the staffing company that knows you better. Get out. Whether you need 2 administrative assistants or 200 worker bees, Ronstadt will deliver the best job, boss, and company fit.
Get real.
For any kind of job, full-time, part-time, permanent positions, office or industrial, just call us at 1-877-922-2468. We're Ronstadt, the work solutions people. Good to know you. I get it.
So good to know you.
Yeah, that's a rather large lady singing about Verizon Online DSL's $14.95 a month offer. That means the deal is almost over. In fact, you'll only have till April 14th to get Verizon's lowest price ever for high-speed DSL up to 768 kilobits per second. So call 1-800-PICK-DSL and get yours for as low as $14.95 a month when you sign up for a year. That's 1-800-PICK-DSL. But call today. Once this rather large lady stops singing, the curtain's coming down on this deal for good. Verizon.
Verizon reminds you to always download legally. $14.95 a month rate available for new Verizon residential 768 kilobits per second DSL customers. 1 year commitment required. $79 early termination fee applies. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. Not available in all areas. Additional monthly supplier, FUSF recovery charge, and applicable taxes may apply. Other terms and conditions apply. Offer expires 4/14/06.
Hey, you could have been killed by that car.
What car?
Streets can be dangerous places. Pedestrians need to pay attention. Use crosswalks. Look before you cross. You may not get a second chance.
Wow! You almost hit that lady!
What lady?
Wake up behind the wheel. Drivers need to pay attention and stop for pedestrians.
Wow, that was close. Thanks.
Too many people have been hit, hurt, or killed on our roads. Drivers and pedestrians need to pay attention. Pedestrians, use crosswalks. Look before you cross. Drivers, stop for pedestrians. Be street smart. Obey the law or risk a ticket or worse. A message from Street Smart of D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Nancy. Eric in the store today?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's at the Crawford Expo in New York till tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. All right, I'll just get with him later.
Morning, everyone.
Eric. Oh, I thought you were in New York.
Well, let me check my schedule. Yep, I am.
But you're here in Chicago.
That's right, I am.
So you've cloned yourself?
Cloned myself. No, I'm just in two places at once.
What?
Yeah, I figured it out yesterday. Been getting twice as much done ever since. You slackers ought to try it.
But isn't that, you know, impossible?
Yeah. Kevin, you were looking for me?
Business takes efficiency. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done without having to break the laws of the physical universe. Your business is your life. Life takes Visa. Get the Bank of America Visa Business check card. It's easy. Just stop by your nearest branch and order your card today. Bank of America. Higher standards. Member FDIC.
I don't want anybody to look at my ring and go, you know, my girlfriend has that one also.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Denise Passmore.
That's Jared.
Their selection is huge. They have unmounted, mounted. They have gemstones. They have everything. We found our jewelry store, and I will keep going back to them. And I have told everybody I know, go to Jared.
Jared has five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores.
They have a really nice selection of unique pieces. Like I said, I don't want what everybody else is wearing.
With the help of our experts, you can design a ring at Jared by choosing from hundreds of settings in gold or platinum. Then select from our vast collection of independently certified diamonds. Be sure to see our superbly crafted ideal cut diamonds. You'll be amazed by the beauty of the craftsmanship. Begin your design today at Jared.com.
It can only be Jared.
In Waldorf, Maryland at Waldorf Marketplace on Westbury Road. Also near Dulles Town Center by...
Research has shown that certain life-changing moments can actually cause people to change banks. A move, a marriage, a birth, a promotion. And now there's one more. BB&T Free Checking. A life-changing opportunity in itself. There's no monthly maintenance fee or minimum balance requirement. Plus, you get unlimited check writing, free online banking with bill pay, even a free BB&T check card with Visa Extras. And you get a relationship with a bank that cares about making your life easier. A bank that's always on the lookout for your next opportunity. Stop by one of our local financial centers, call 1-800-BANK-BBT, or visit bbt.com. It's that easy. And who knows? Now might be the perfect time for you to make a change. Banking, insurance, investments, BB&T. There's opportunity here. Member FDIC. Only deposit products are FDIC insured.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What up, my yellow brothers?
Kinks in the house!
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Well, we've all been very busy here trying to work out some kinks and snags, and now we've got it. So let's continue with the best of Don and Mike. Remember, I was telling you earlier about the plasma TV drop. Well, here it is on the best of Don and Mike.
That's the highlight of doing a radio show.
You know, and it's going to be so well done. And the sound, I mean, just, you know, taking a dump truck and making that your target.
Yeah.
And that metal on metal, oh, it's going to be
boom, crash.
And not to alarm anybody, that's going to be down on the bottom, on the ground floor.
Right.
But you may want to just get under protective cover because it's, you know, Rob and I were up there today. Oops, hold on.
There's a falling monitor now.
The equipment is falling apart. We were up on the roof today with the TV, and the vantage point that I had from my angle on the left side, I thought we had it totally centered with the truck.
Right.
Rob said, no, we got to move about 3 feet to the right.
Yeah. This is very crucial.
I said, gee, do you think so? And he yells down to Bev Ann, where should we go? And so we go approximately 3 feet to the right.
Yeah, it was hard to read it. It was, because you got a weird...
Well, you know, they have new technology. You can use one of those, like, laser pointers you get in any hardware store, you know, for, like, $20.
I don't have $20.
No, but a laser pointer would, like, zero it in. Because I was thinking the same thing when I was looking up at the roof where... our wonderful engineer Matt was, and looking at the dump truck and wondering.
Did he call to you?
He did. He actually reached down from the top of the roof and touched me on the shoulder on the basement
floor. He did the balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet.
Like the Elastic Man.
He let his hair down for me. But it looks like, you know, you're pretty well centered up there. I think the dump truck's in the right place.
Yeah. It's a good target. We were able to agree there, but I have a question for you.
There is a chance that things could go wrong.
It could be shrapnel.
The odds are in our favor.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what you're talking about. You're talking about a flat screen, which is in effect a wind resistant item.
Yeah, it's like a kite.
And I'm thinking if the if it starts to go down a little bit and it stays flat, who knows where it could go.
Yeah. Are we going to drop it so it's like up and down? Or are we going to drop it flat so that we can get under it?
Sort of tip it over, right?
Well, see, but Micah was up on the roof today and wondering which way to do it.
Well, you guys have to be careful. You don't want to go over the roof.
Because I think if we...
It's the last thing you want.
I think,
wouldn't that be ratings?
I think if we just push it off...
If you push it off, it will flip.
And tumble.
And yeah. That's kind of like a crapshoot.
Yeah. Okay, well then what we've got to do is hold it.
Drop it.
But I think we hold it lengthwise, not...
Like almost like a table.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, if you take one end on and Mike, you take the other...
I'm not going to be up there, Buzz.
Oh.
I'm going to be on ground control.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it'll be Rob and I up there, but
okay,
still.
Okay, well, if you each take an end and just drop it, that should work.
But you're talking about
an edge.
But you're talking about us holding it
parallel to the ground.
You know what? I don't think you have to worry because of the distance. It is a high distance, about 35, 40 feet, but it's short enough where it's gonna hit
like that.
Yeah, drop it.
I was perpendicular like to the ground.
Wouldn't it be funny though? If
everybody's using pieces of paper.
Okay, parallel to the earth.
then it could fail. It could. I think you're gonna be okay here.
I think we should do is hold it parallel to the earth, flat like a table, and then throw it out sideways.
I think we'll just wing it. We'll figure it out.
Throw it frisbee like.
Are you gonna have test items first? Bag of peanuts.
Bag of ice.
A bag of ice.
Someone in the office.
A bag of ice would probably be the best. Maybe a couple of bags.
Bag of marbles.
Bag of ice.
Andrew. You know, I mean,
office assistant Andrew Eason.
Something we can test.
Andrew's going to be one of the targets. Excuse me, one of the helpers down on the ground.
Oh, good.
One of the guys who's going to be holding the microphones very close. Actually, Andrew will be one of the guys, one of the volunteers.
He'll be in the truck, right?
I don't know if he knows he's volunteered for this yet. He'll be standing holding onto the side of the dump truck with one hand, and with the other hand, he'll be leaning over the edge, putting the microphone as close to the inside as possible.
Wow!
Simply hanging the mic over would be too
safe. Yeah. Why just hang it over the side when you can have Andrew like standing in the line of fire where he can be killed.
But shirtless.
That's how you get please, the best sound.
And that's how you get the best ratings if it hits him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the humanity.
It'll be
Now listen, if he gets hit, We cover it. Paramedics all the way through.
I think Joe and Andrew that are going to be the designated catchers, right?
Well, if it hits Joe, bounce right off.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Joe will catch it and put it in his pocket.
Right. There we go. Good catch for me.
I'm going to keep it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mike, you should drop your little coffee table that you got all pissed off at a few weeks back.
What? Which item that I got mad at?
I think you say you got mad at a coffee table when you spilled your shrimp?
There was no coffee.
There was a lack of a coffee.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to dump the whole couch in the office. I'd love to dump that in the dump truck. But we don't have a replacement couch. So
no, we don't. Yeah.
That way you could line it up and it would be perfect.
What can we throw as a test item from
the office? A whole pile of stuff in the middle of the radio station.
Yeah, there is.
There's junk everywhere. Yeah, don't worry about it. We'll find it. Hi, Joe.
Howdy. I figure I would be down on the ground filming.
Joe. Well, see, I figured, but who's going to be up on the ground? Up on the roof. Up on the building, up on the roof.
Oh, you said I was going to be up. I thought you said I was going to be down with Andrew.
I thought we were going to get
Andrew.
Well, I thought that, up on the roof.
And this John Norman will help.
What?
John Norman will help out.
All right, so we'll have to, you'll either be up or down. It's your choice.
Okay, and I will be on the ground in control, gentlemen.
You could film it, right?
I could, if I have no other duties.
What are you doing, Spielberg? You taking over here?
No, I was just wondering who's going to hold the camera.
Right. What am I doing? And I was like the player on the team. Wasn't I like the player on the team that wanted to play? It's like, no, the back is fine. No, you're climbing up there, not with the back and holding the big thing. I was like, no, coach, I can play. And then I finally acquiesced and said, yeah, I'll be ground control. That says ground control to Major Tom.
So we'll figure it out with Joe.
I want to be out of the line of fire, though.
What will I do?
Because in things like this, you two boys together, up on the roof throwing things, I just know things are going to be thrown at people.
Buzz, you're a designated helper as well. Okay. You're, in this instance, you are Mike's designated helper.
Ah,
okay.
Excellent.
Now, what's that?
Well, I mean,
what is that?
I think at this point, your duties are a little vague, so if I'm your assistant, my duties are even more vague.
Buzz, here's the deal. You and I,
yes.
We got microphones in our hands.
That's
we're down
right.
on the bottom. We just go off to the right. You must, okay. And you also
back
must.
Actually, Don had said maybe underneath the garage might be the safest place.
Just because I care about you, Mike.
Yeah, but see, if I'm under the guy, once it's time for the actual
tossing.
Of the cookies.
Clean and decent.
We'll be out there watching it. And we'll be off to the right, a safe distance away.
Toss your TV.
As a matter of fact, Buzz and I ought to have a table with two chairs set up. So we're like the 18th at Augusta.
Chase Lounge.
Covering the whole thing.
If you like it. But now, here's the thing. Are you these tables that you want, are you willing to sit out in an unexposed space to do your commentary?
You mean in an exposed space?
Yeah, I'm sorry, wait a second, unexposed. Yes, in an exposed space.
Yeah.
Or do you want the the sweet confines of being underneath the protective roof?
I don't want to be under the roof. You can't see anything. If you're
somewhere, there's a happy medium.
I know where we could be.
So we get you a card table and a couple of chairs.
We could be up on that, the top rise of the driveway, just looking down the whole thing. That would be that would be a perfect vantage point.
That is probably the safest place you could be.
You are looking live at the building, and then we just have the entire Field of Dreams right in front of us. It'll be what do you think, Buzz?
That's fine with me.
A little card table for us.
All right.
You know what they're doing right now when they're hearing this? Everybody in the engineering
station, moving.
They're all rolling their eyes going, Jesus, more work to do.
This is how it works.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Fun, not work.
And listen, Tony loves the extra work. He thrives on it. Tony loves any extra work, especially if it involves the roof. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I got an idea if someone wants to sacrifice a cell phone. Strap a cell phone to it, and someone can commentate as it's going down.
Commentate.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. I think really all the microphones that we have are going to do a plenty good job
especially the one that we strapped to Andrew,
kind of cover
as he's in the bed of the truck.
Sticks his hand in there.
Better tie him down, or he'll run.
Andrew is duct taped to the bucket of the truck.
Hello, Don and Mike show. How about that? How about if we've said to Andrew,
okay, want to really earn your stripes?
Here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
Give him like a cash prize.
Yeah, oh, good.
If you can stand in a corner and you can avoid being hit by the plasma TV being thrown off the top of a building into a dump truck, you can avoid being killed.
We'll get you a date.
I'll do it.
We'll get you a date with Beth Ann.
By golly.
You know who I saw him working on today?
Ooh, was, really? Andrew was working on somebody?
Yeah, who's... you know, I don't know her name. The cute, short-haired girl. That,
Meredith.
Yeah,
lovely,
right.
Meredith.
Yeah.
Who's is Meredith the redhead?
No.
The short, dark hair? Oh, Meredith. Oh, yeah. Lovely Meredith.
Cute.
General's assistant.
Yeah,
general's
right.
assistant, right?
Right, she works for the general.
Yeah.
I saw him doing this smooth talk on her as I was walking through the front part of the building today. He was saying, you know, do you think, are they the Washington Nationals or just the Nationals? I'm not really sure what we should be calling them.
He Hello. Is the general.
Hello, are you there, Don and Mike Show?
Radio Gods.
Yeah, hi.
I do like it when he wears one of his Tom Wolfe suits into work, too. Oh, he's going to kill me. Yeah.
What?
Did you hear about the 900-pound man that got airlifted out of the building yesterday?
Don't exaggerate, sir. He was 800 pounds.
Yeah, up in Baltimore, yes, sir.
Big news story up in Baltimore.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah.
This is Kathy.
Yes, Kathy.
Listen, I wanted to just call you guys up and apologize for...
Great.
About a couple months ago, I was kind of greedy, and I was calling up just to really talk to you guys, because I listened to you guys for like 18 years.
Thank you.
And unfortunately, I got greedy, and I said, hey, you know, is there a prize for me? And I know Robbie in the back said, you know, I told him and you guys that my son went to Catholic U, and he mentioned that I should probably get a sweatshirt with the letter C on it, which I know what that means.
I do enjoy this replay.
Sounds like we had a good conversation with you.
I just really wanted to say I'm sorry. I'm not a greedy person, and I love listening to you guys.
Let me see if I've got this straight. Someone on this show suggested that you should get a sweatshirt with a C on it, and you're calling us to say you're sorry.
That's right. Mike,
that's
I'll tell you why. She sees the logic in what we're saying.
Mm-hmm. She's seen the light.
One by one, we can win them over.
She's a convert.
I must tell you something, though. I've just been handed an impromptu vote by Rob, who writes, apology not accepted.
Oh, of course. Really? You're not accepting the apology?
When did you call, lady?
When did I call, lady? I called about 2 months ago.
See, that's when the apology should have happened.
I know, but I didn't get a chance.
Well,
and
you're very busy, aren't you?
But what about the fact that she's a convert now?
What's
that?
Listen.
She what? She's a convert now?
Yeah. She's come to our side, I thought. But now, what are we doing here? Are we once again going to be dictated by cat and hate?
No, I'm just listening.
I think the lady's come around.
I'm simply listening to all options.
Apology not accepted before she even finished the apology.
That's right.
He'd written that little yellow post-it.
That's what I love about it.
Well,
it's okay.
Yeah,
I agree. I'm sorry, Rob. You're outvoted on this one. I agree. I accept your apology.
As do I.
But Mike, do you accept her apology, Mike?
No, in this case, no.
You know?
It's a tie, ma'am. Sorry.
Oh,
see what they made me do.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I just didn't like her tone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Test the drop with Mike's ab lounger.
You know, because there are other people in the household that can occasionally use the ab lounger. My kids actually like the ab lounger.
Oh, good. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, bueno, Arbusto.
That's funny. Right. Hi.
Hey, I was wondering, why don't you just call David Letterman and find out the best way to do it?
Well, David Letterman does things like watermelons.
Although I think he has thrown appliances and stuff.
Then he would have to call Gallagher. Then Letterman would have to call Gallagher to find out.
But you know what? I mean, we're not trying to stake out original territory here. Is that what you're trying to infer?
No, not at all. I just figure, you know, they've done it over the years. It'd be the best way to learn.
So how would I get a hold of Dave?
Call Dave. You have the number?
How would I get a hold of him? Say, hey, listen, we're a couple of hack DJs doing a rip-off show of you, and we're going to throw something off the top of the building today. Exactly what would you say? How would I get a hold of Dave?
Isn't he part of CBS?
Yeah, we're all one big happy family.
How do you think that works? Because I got I look under L in the phone book and it goes, oh, Letterman.
Well, we'll see him at the picnic.
That's a big CBS picnic. So exciting when we see all the stars.
Yeah, me and Mark Addy.
Oh, you got it in there today.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, hey, there he is now.
Let me take this off the air.
That's the CBS television phone.
Hello? Yes? Later, baby. That was Amy Brenneman.
Wow. I thought Dave was calling. I got completely confused.
Checking in. Can we just have a big directory where we can talk to anybody that works at CBS?
That was the bees.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, pal? You know what? Your brand of comedy reminds me of my mom's mashed potatoes.
Right. Yeah.
Lumpy and tasteless.
Hey, Dave. About throwing something off the building today. Hello. Hello?
He's not offering any information on that.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Helper.
You're very quite welcome. Looking forward to it.
You're very quite welcome. Very, very blessed.
You're
very quite welcome.
Crank.
Hey, it's me, Dave.
Yeah?
I've been doing some early Christmas shopping, and I came across a gift that would be perfect for the people who listen to your show.
Yeah, what's that?
Earplugs. Oh, man. You know, what? Sometimes I'm just so funny, I crack myself up.
You don't know where those tapes end. I mean, I think they're over, and then they just keep going.
Mike
Hello.
And Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, Mike and Don. Don and Mike?
Yes, right.
Hey, two things. One about American Idol.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get.
Should have been, you know, taken off.
We'll get to American Idol. We've all got thoughts, but hey, thank
all of us.
One more thing. Don.
One more thing.
What do you think of the Pepsi or Coca-Cola with lime?
Coca-Cola with lime. I've not even tried it, sir.
Uh-huh. You took a sip, didn't you, that day they had it here on the show? Didn't you take a sip? You said you didn't like it, I thought. Aren't you, like, pretty locked into your diet vanilla Coke?
Did I try it on the show? I don't remember.
Yeah, you loved the vanilla
what?
Coke.
You tried the diet.
Yeah.
The vanilla Coke you loved. I was just talking about the lime.
I love diet vanilla Coke. I do love the commercial, though, that Harry Nilsson song.
Mm-hmm.
Put the lime in the coconut, it make it all better.
I've never had it on ice. I didn't mind it when I had it out of a can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Out of the can.
Hey.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what I don't like, as long as we're on the topic.
Why?
I don't like vanilla Pepsi. P-U. Stinks. Also, don't like
regular vanilla Pepsi or diet vanilla Pepsi?
Diet vanilla Pepsi. Also, don't care for this thing, this Dr. Pepper cherry vanilla diet.
Now, That's just crazy.
Now, you would think that would be right up my alley. Just the kind of gay...
It's too much. Too many flavors.
Just foo-foo kind of flavor that I like. Too much for me. It's too much for me. It's like having a Shirley Temple.
Tony Diggs just offered some good test
apparatus. Tony Diggs.
For our test throws.
Yep.
Did you settle for two computer monitors?
Yeah.
Perfect.
He's on it, so we
should
test with that.
Nice warm-up.
But call Letterman first.
I did.
Oh, man.
Call Letterman.
Don, Steve Letterman. I'm getting you a delicious lime diet cola, cherry, creamsicle, cottage cheese.
I spoke to Dave. He said he really enjoyed the Christmas party at O'Mara's.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, why are you whispering?
Hey, look. Remember you gave me a bulbous key tag about 20 years ago?
God, you're the guy.
Been waiting for you to call back,
I lost it.
TS.
We'll get another one right after you.
TTS. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I have to warn you, if you drop that plasma TV the wrong way, you ignite the entire atmosphere on fire.
Okay. Thank you.
A ball of fire this planet will be.
Thank you.
I saw it in an Iron Maiden video. I'm serious.
You saw it in a what?
An Iron Maiden video.
Thank you, Stephen Hawking, checking in. That's a great voice box he's got. It used to be like, hello, how are you?
What is it now?
He's on the phone.
Oh, it's it now. It's not so much more lifelike.
Yeah, right. Because that guy was so smart. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I want to talk to Don and Mike about that stupid bitch who just apologized.
Well, you're talking to us about that stupid bitch that just apologized. What about her?
Don.
What?
That was so obvious. She's apologizing with the hope of getting a prize, like a kid who gets punished by his parents.
Well, she didn't get a prize.
She didn't get a prize.
So what's your issue?
Well, that's what she tried to do.
Okay, but she didn't succeed.
And your language is abysmal. It should be stupid bitch who complained, not
right.
That complaint.
Thank you, Buzz.
Resident grammarian on the show.
Thank you, Buzz. But she got no pudding.
I apologize for that. Can I have a prize?
Cannot have a prize. No pudding for you either. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I was calling about the guy that said that David Letterman should be the one you guys should call about borrowing his bit, but actually should be Howard Stern you guys should be calling because Howard invented gravity.
Why didn't you?
That's right.
I forgot. That's so right.
Thank you.
I haven't heard that one. I like that.
You haven't heard it. I saw the encyclopedia.
Hey, but isn't it really, if we're going to go back through the history of broadcasting, would it be Ernie Kovac?
Yeah, Ernie Kovac.
Didn't he do that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Maybe hello. A touch of Steve Allen.
Mm-hmm. Hello. To the show. Don and Mike, hello.
I'm Dave. Hi.
Hello.
Wow.
It's Letterman.
Oh, welcome. It's a soundboard
guy. New York City, welcome to the show. I'm Dave.
All right, we did this yesterday.
Yes.
I don't think he's got much.
With the guy, hey. The guy with the John Wayne tapes.
Yes.
You're an idiot.
Hi.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
I think there's something Weasley going on.
Yeah, it just didn't work like that one did yesterday.
Not good. No.
We had something going yesterday.
Not good.
We did. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, hi. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Rob, I had so much respect for you, and I used to hold you up as high authority and stuff like that. For your views and stuff. What happened? Electric chainsaw?
Your views and stuff, Rob.
Wait a minute. He's saying something about the electric chainsaw.
He used to hold you such high authority for your views.
Electric chainsaw? How are you going to chase people and catch them with an electric chainsaw?
Long cord.
What happens when your cord runs out?
Not going to happen.
You're trust me.
Me.
I've got an electric control bracelet on my wife, and the cord goes to the perimeter.
So it goes as far as she goes?
It's like the dog fence.
Exactly. That's how it works.
In a manner of speaking.
Like the invisible fence.
How do you like your electric chainsaw?
You know what? For what I need it for, it's perfect.
Right.
And it starts every time because you don't have to.
Right.
So it's good.
Do that again. Thank you.
Have I mentioned how great it is having my mother-in-law live with us?
You haven't. Not today.
Well,
you did to me already.
How did
today.
Chainsaw make you think of that?
I don't know. Listen, Dr.
Floyd.
Was
it an electric fence?
I don't know. I'm only going to say this because I'm pretty sure that she's not listening right now.
Here we go.
No. I love her, she's really not a pain in the ass to have around in the house. I love having her around. I welcome it. However, the only thing that she's done that has severely gotten under my skin a little bit is that she likes to talk. And that's fine, because I like to listen and
what? Wait a minute.
What the hell did you just say?
To her.
Yes.
She likes to talk, and you like to listen. Isolate that one.
I'm just trying to be polite.
I understand.
Because this is the conversation this morning. I am sitting in the office, and she could not be politer. She comes in and knocks on the door and opens the door, and right away we start talking about people who are sick. So we start talking about people we know who are sick.
Yeah.
And yes, that's sad, and I don't have a response for that. And I said that's awful. And then she said, well, yeah, and do you know about, and then somebody else, them.
Oh yeah,
them too.
How they occupy their time.
Well, it's not much else going on.
And I know that the obits is her go-to.
Yeah.
In the newspaper.
Yeah, my
you
dad
know,
too.
The go-to for me is the sports. It's like take any other part of the paper. The obit is her go-to. So what I got to do is figure out a way to diffuse this love affair with death.
What you do every morning? Do you get to the paper before she does?
Oh yeah.
Get the obit out of the paper.
No, I can't do that because then she'd be like Sherlock Holmes trying to find
part,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
spill ink on it.
No, she's and here's the thing, she's computer savvy, so it's not like she's isolated that she could get on the internet right away to find out her latest obit.
Oh,
news.
Look who died in Denver! My goodness, the Denver Post has. Oh, I remember. I think that name sounds familiar.
And this is not something that's unique to Big Freedom, my mother-in-law. This is
an 85-year-old mother. Remember that.
This is, when you get to that point in life, I guess.
How you doing, Mom? Going to another wake.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, you asked.
Love it, don't they?
And they go to them all.
Love to talk about them. Love to read the old bits. Love to look at the pictures. Love to talk about all the bad things that are going on. And
when is the time when you start looking at the obits? What is the, I would assume, what, it's mid-60s? 70s, maybe?
I started looking about 10 years ago.
Okay, but there you go. That gives me a perspective.
I can't imagine, and I'll die at 66, according to that website.
Right, right.
But I can't imagine, even if I'm 65, then I'm going to be sitting and going, first thing in the morning, let me check out the obits.
No, I don't think I would either.
I don't think so.
But at a certain age, I know you read them. I mean, they're in the newspaper for a reason, and it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, but I mean,
well, they're actually for. I mean, they're not necessarily for people to just check out every day to say, oh, that person. Yeah, it's really for loved ones who just want to put something in about their
yeah, and see
their departed. And then the other half of people that read obits are people that are old and might know you.
Did I know that person?
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I've got a small circle of people that I know, and sadly, you know, if they start dropping before I do,
right?
There's only a few of them that I care about. Now, if there were other people, associates. I mean, I'd look, I'd probably go, okay, good.
Yeah.
You know, outlived you, you son of a bitch.
Right.
I can't imagine that I would get worked up into.
Well,
this.
When you go, though, I mean, you don't have to worry because, of course, the bells.
Yeah. Around the world.
The bells.
Yeah, right.
Signaling.
The bells.
Not those kind of bells, the church bells.
That's what I was. Well, I don't have
steeples
church bells
all
there.
Over America. Certainly,
right.
Every market we broadcast to.
You know that I immediately. You know that I immediately just burst into flame if I just walk near a church. For God's sakes, no pun intended. So I love my mother-in-law, and things are great. And I don't know why it is that this is. It's a universal thing, though,
mm-hmm.
with old people.
Yeah.
They love just and that was all she had. You know, we've had other conversations about the TV, about the weather,
right.
About all sorts of things. This was just, she knocked on the door. Can I come in and tell you? Yes, some bad news. Oh, that's sad, and I do feel bad about that.
Mm-hmm.
Followed that up with the other piece of bad news, and then said, well, okay, I'll talk to you later. And I said, okay, talk to you later. And she shut the door, and then just because I'm a zombie, you know, I went, well, gosh, that's bad. Jesus Christ, what did I miss on sports? You know, went right away.
Did he kind of give her the little six-shooter gesture and say, hey, it's a good day to be above the ground. I mean, might be a positive day.
No, I did not.
Just spinning it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Doing well.
Okay. Hey, you guys, obviously, for years have been ripping off material and Letterman. It's common knowledge you guys have been stealing stuff from Steve Doocy.
Steve Doocy. Keep that on the down low.
Doocy. Now that's funny.
Steve
now
Doocy.
That's funny. Not just news.
Oh, God.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. You know, sometimes you people are funny.
Yeah, I would say that some of the listeners have taken their funny pills, but now that I've said that, I've completely jinxed
you. No, you haven't. Now you haven't.
Well, I know why old people read the obits.
Why?
Well, because they're looking to see who their friends have passed away, because, you know, they're getting old, too.
I think that's what
you've almost got up.
Dang.
Is that all you really called to say?
Well,
it's the two I blame.
Not only that, but I love you guys.
Okay. All right.
And we you.
Mid-Valley rules.
But the director of listener relations is something to say to you.
I'm just curious. Do you know why people then would read the sports section?
Hi, Chris.
You what?
You stumped him.
I did. It was a tough question. My thought is, sir, they maybe checked to see if their team won. What do you think of that?
Well, that's possible.
Okay.
Why would they read the
style? I'm blind.
Why would
they read
the lifestyle section?
You're not blind.
Are you?
No, I am.
Are
I'm
you
blind.
Really?
You are not blind.
Yeah,
say you swear to
the radio.
Say you swear to God you're blind.
Yes, I am.
Say it.
I'm blind.
Stick a pin in your eye.
Say, I swear to God I'm blind.
I swear to God I'm blind.
We had a test.
I have a coworker that'll tell ya.
You have a what?
I have a coworker that'll tell ya.
Coworker.
Yeah.
Coworker. You have a speech impediment too?
All right. So now, do you want to be specially treated because you are claiming to be blind?
No, you're not
like,
at all.
Mercy. How can you prove to us that you're blind?
Well, how would you know old people read obituaries?
Well, because my grandmother used to do that.
Read the obituaries. Mm-hmm. Do you have any of those speaking devices, like on your phone or anything like that?
No, I don't.
How old are you?
I'm 38.
Do you ever feel the obituaries?
No.
Why do they have Braille at the drive-up window?
So that we can touch the numbers.
Yes, but you shouldn't be driving the car.
Uh-huh. What if you're in the back?
Well, you're right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I went to the bank today and noticed there it was in Braille.
Yes. All right, here you go. If you're really blind, you'll be able to answer this question easily, okay?
Okay.
What is your favorite color?
Black.
wrong. Don, can you give him the correct answer? What is a blind person's favorite color?
A corduroy.
Thank you.
I've forgotten that joke.
I swear to God, that was like way back in the night. I was doing, my eyes were going like, what?
Yeah, I saw that you were struggling. But
corduroy,
You pulled it out of your hat.
Corduroy. So how long have you been blind?
I've been blind. Well, actually, I have an eye disease, and it's been degenerating for the last 5 years.
So you had sight for a while?
Yeah.
At one time.
Are you one of those people that's legally blind but you can really see?
Yes, exactly. I have retinitis pigmentosa.
See, I knew that.
They did a girl
that.
Like
so
that.
So you're not really blind. You're a faker.
Well,
you're a faker.
I have a very, very peripheral vision. I have no side vision at all. No peripheral.
Okay, but
no.
You're choosing not to see. Quitter.
What you are is like that wheelchair Wisconsin
He's
girl.
Not trying.
Exactly. She could get out of the chair. You're not legally blind, so we don't have to treat you with kidney.
Well, I can't drive anymore.
Yeah, but anything you do to get the chick, sir, is okay with me.
I should say you are blind, not you are legally blind, not blind, like blind.
Right.
Bad, like,
exactly. Yeah,
like where we would feel sorry for you.
I wouldn't
like our piano Ray.
I wouldn't even classify you as afflicted.
Oh, I would, but just not with vision.
He'd be, in my book, he's PC.
Mm-hmm.
Partial cripple.
Right.
Just a PC.
Can you assign a percentage?
If he drinks more than three beers, he would be classified as blind drunk.
The percentage, and if he ever gets arrested, he better hope for blind justice.
If he falls in love, love is blind.
Think he'd ever go to Italy? Be a Venetian blind?
Hope he likes the comics. You know, blind is bad, Batman.
What? Blind is a bat. Yeah, blind in one eye, can't see out the other.
Okay, well, that's very simple. Then I would assign his PC at approximately 50%.
That's high.
You think that's too lenient?
I think you should go 44.
I think that's fair.
What?
Oh, he thinks it's fair.
You think that's fair?
Of course you do.
Okay, thank you.
You're an idiot.
All right, problem solved.
Of course.
Well, Rob, he's partially crippled. We cut him a little slack.
A half idiot.
He's a 50%er.
That took an interesting turn.
What?
A blind turn. Oh, blind joke.
I think I just got the oopsie. What, you got an oopsie? You ever get an oopsie when you laugh and you giggle and you get the oopsie?
This is Larry King for Purple Grape Juice. Occasionally, if I drink too much, I'll get an oopsie.
Aaron Brown.
When Mike makes me laugh, sometimes the oopsie comes.
Boy, but it's a convenient oopsie if you get it in the shower.
Hello. Hi, Mike's show.
Taking a bath.
That's not so good.
That's not convenient.
You got to drain the water right away.
I need a cloth.
If it's oopsie time.
Yes.
Sean.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Help.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I was hoping I could incite your commentation early by talking about something kind of random.
Right?
It sounds
I
like
it when you say right to somebody when you didn't understand what they said. I didn't either.
Just to keep
but,
it moving.
Know, it really wasn't worth it, right?
Right, no, I don't
It was not worth it to retread what he said.
Correct.
Well, I want to ask you about that sound effect you're using. It sounds like that email notification is going through your soundboard.
Right. You mean this? That would indicate on occasion that someone has either added or left the chat room here.
Oh.
And
you've almost caught up, sir.
So you think that that's a mistake, that sound is getting on the air?
Yeah. It's freaking me out because we're all conditioned to instantly turn to our screens every time we get that.
Right.
Notice.
You're not the first person that said that.
We got this about a month ago when we first started it, and I think you'll find amazingly people can adjust to it. And every once in a while, I play like maybe 10 times this far in the show today.
Start
it's
by
cool.
rubbing your tummy and patting your head at the same time. Good
but,
practice.
But yes, it's on the air. It's not a mistake.
All right.
Okay. You satisfied, fun lover?
Pardon?
And forget it. Don't worry about it.
See, now he's gone.
I like any conversation that ends with pardon.
Pardon? Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I don't think that guy was really blind.
Why is that?
He didn't sound blind.
You know, I would tend to agree with you.
You think he was lying?
Well,
well, he told us his condition, so he wasn't completely blind.
He's a 50%. He's a partial cripple.
If it's the afflicted, you cannot stay away from the microphone. If it's the afflicted, that's as fast as you're capable of moving.
You know what? I really believe the guy because I have blind faith.
That's all he wanted to say. He ran just for the joke.
You know, it was a short distance that he covered, but I mean, for him, he was moving real quick.
The only thing I recycle is a joke, and I couldn't let it lie in waste.
He moved so fast I was blinded by the light. Felt like a douche, or whatever that meant. Blinded by the light.
Dressed up like a douche. Wrapped up like a deuce.
Douche. Douche.
I always thought it was douche.
Me too. Okay. Douche.
That would be wrapped up.
I would hope it would.
Especially if you have an oopsie.
You got the oopsie, you better get the douche.
Watch out for your oopsie douche.
Oopsie douche.
OD.
Instead of saying oopsie daisy.
Oopsie douche.
But what if you got an oopsie in your daisy?
Oh, that's bad.
Then you have an oopsie.
Oh.
It's an oopsie daisy.
You need to have the surgery.
That's a different website.
Oopsie daisy. Look at that daisy. There's some oopsie in there. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, John. Hey, guys. What's Brown do for you?
And, hey.
I believe he's
hello.
Done.
Yeah.
You've stopped
I believe
the show.
You know, we have been trying. We have really been trying.
Listen, this has been a good, solid break of radio entertainment.
You went into territory you shouldn't have gone into.
Now, we need an apology, and it's got to be heartfelt.
Come on.
Very sorry, gentlemen.
Okay. Where does your mom live?
And Horsville.
Okay, and Horsville. And what does she do with Satan?
Excuse me?
What does your mom do with Satan? Everything.
Everything.
Let's say it like they said it in the movie Full Metal Jacket. Everything.
What does your mom do for Satan?
Everything.
No, say it like the Chinese, Mike, like the Vietnamese prostitute.
One more time, give him some direction, please.
Say it like the Vietnamese prostitute in Full Metal Jacket. Anything you want. What does your mom do?
Vietnam.
What does your mom do with Satan?
Anything he wants.
Okay, all right, you are. You're off the hook. Done. Hang up now. Just hang up and we'll leave for
on. Hey,
No. We already left you off. We let you off the hook.
We had a
natural out for the show. You were a speed bump, but now what we've done is said, okay, we're going to just have you come out in our, like the way people digest food.
Right.
You're going to come out the other side.
So the thing to do now is to put the phone in the cradle.
Just hang up.
I really just wanted to ask if you were going to talk to
him. He's got
to
be booked now. He's got to be booked now.
Just, okay.
He's got to be booked.
God, we tried.
Congratulations. You have been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive Listeners Club.
It's a bestseller.
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller.
The book.
And entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
The book.
Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign.
The Church of Latter-day Saints.
Prominently in your front yard. You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book. Good day. I said good day, sir. Good day.
Now let's make sure our crack staff on crack got his number.
Did he hang up?
Yep.
Of course
Joe.
He did.
Hello.
Hi. Joe catch that one?
He sure did.
Beautiful.
And he can call in if he wants to in the office and receive his number.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be 000/00.
Hey, guys. Joe?
I knew he was going into the book from the get-go.
Joe. Thanks, Kreska.
Thank you, Joe.
Sure.
Joe, see if you can, during the commercial break, wrangle him up and put him on 444.
Okay.
Okay?
Hey, Blackstone, what's his number? I don't have a copy of the list in here.
His number is 000-00.
No, 00 stroke.
Oh, 00-0036.
Excellent.
I hate it when the performers argue over the material. I really do. I hate it when the wheels come off the truth like that.
Right way and wrong way.
I thought we had it worked out in the writers' meeting.
Bye, Joe.
Yes. He's fun.
Bye, Joe.
Joe.
Oh, commercials. Jesus Christ. Yes, for God's sakes. We're running.
Oh, Don?
Yeah, what?
Doing my Joe impression.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, 3FM.
Traveling on the Beltway in Virginia, southbound 495, it's steady and slow near the Dulles Toll Road on around to Leesburg Pike, and again, you'll slow it down near Route 50. Waiting to hear more of the Don and Mike show? Well, while you wait a moment, chew it over with a Twix with its crunchy cookie, creamy chocolate, and chewy caramel. Don't you wish you had a Twix? I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
1067 3FM.com.
The Mattress Discounter's grand opening sale ends tonight at 9, and it's your last chance to save up to $350 on selected Sealy mattresses. Hurry! The grand opening sale ends tonight at 9. Call 1-800-BUY-A-BED for the Mattress Discounter's nearest you.
Maybe you need a little incentive. Maybe the thing standing between you and the vehicle you really want is a lack of incentive. Farish of Fairfax can fix that. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle. Oh yeah, they've got incentives. And they've got Jeeps. Lots of Jeeps. Your Jeep. Wranglers, Liberties, Commanders, and Grand Cherokees. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has the most Jeeps, 300 Jeeps ready to roll. Farish is the number one Jeep dealer in 5 states for the first time ever. They like to hang on to that. This is called incentive. And for you, Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has too many incentives to list. Put it this way, 0% for 60 months is back, and there's cash back on top of that for qualified buyers. And for the military and the finest and the bravest, an extra $500 back. Farish Jeep, 3 locations, Fairfax Circle, 4farish.com, or in the dictionary under the word incentive. Farish Jeep.
After a while, don't all the horror movies start to run together? There's a crazy guy in some kind of mask, great with power tools, bad with English, trying to set a world record for killing fresh-faced teens on a deserted country road. The smoking hot chick who takes one too many showers, glass shards, big knives, runaway trucks, and inevitably, 14 sequels. Okay, here's a thought. What if you took aliens, giant flesh-eating slugs, and zombies, and combined them into a movie that critics are calling a gleefully nasty and ingeniously twisted horror comedy?
Oh, that's gross.
On Friday, from the people who brought you 2004's Dawn of the Dead, comes a fresh new take on the horror genre.
The worms are in their brain.
Slither.
You're carrying me apart!
Chick is hardcore.
Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters Friday.
Check out moviebone.com/unscripted to hear the stars of Slither share their Slithermost secrets from the film.
The Michelob Ultra Open at Kings Mill, May 8th through 14th. The LPGA pros simply love what many call the fifth major. Why? Well, start with a spectacular river course.
This is just the greatest place for a golf event.
Throw in the best field strength of any LPGA tournament in 2005, including all four majors.
Katrina Matthews with the 30 and 18.
Lori Kane, Grace Mark, Natalie Goltis, Annika Sorenstam, defending champion Christy Kerr. You get the idea. Add an impressive $2.2 million purse, then end with the traditional final round on Mother's Day. And why do fans love the Michelob Ultra Open? It's simple. These girls rock. The Michelob Ultra Open at Kings Mill, May 8th through 14th, with the final round on Mother's Day. Junior 17 and under admitted free with a ticketed adult. Look for $5 off coupons on daily tickets at local retailers. For tickets and complete details, go to MichelobUltraOpen.com or call 757-253-3985. Because in case you forgot, these girls rock.
Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Peter. I'm calling from Sedona.
Hey, it's my favorite director. How's my movie coming, Ben?
Yeah, about that. I think the cast and I are going to need another week at this little hotel.
Can you do my lower back? It's been really tense.
Well, another week? What for?
Well, we were shooting the action sequence yesterday, and our effects guy accidentally blew up the camera dolly. So we got to ship a new one out from L.A.
This mud bath's not going to dry out my face, is it? I can't get dehydrated.
What's that?
Anyway, the thing's so huge it has to ship ground. I'm pretty sure it's going to take a while.
Hey, don't worry. I'll ship it out UPS ground today.
Great. So we'll just go ahead and book the rooms for another week.
Oh, no. I said UPS ground. Those guys are faster than ever. You'll get your camera dolly before you know it. You can finish the shoot and be back here in no time.
So we don't get to keep staying here?
Of course not. You know what that hotel is costing us?
Go ahead and cancel the seaweed wrap.
Seaweed wrap, what, Ben?
Now, UPS is a day or more faster on ground shipments to and from the most popular business locations across the country. And faster shipping helps your business. Learn more at ups.com/fast.
Tower Records Insider Tuesdays here, giving you the inside track on new CD releases at $9.99, DVDs at $16.99, and letting you in on some little-known insider facts. First off, on the DVD front, looks like our favorite gorilla is at it again.
Facts! Gorillas fornicate year-round!
Yes, they do. And the King Kong Special Edition 2 DVD set is available for only $16.99. Also on sale, the latest DVD, Get Rich or Die Trying by 50 Cent. Now on to CDs. Rob Zombie's latest...
Zombies are slow and hate fire.
That's great. As I was saying, Rob Zombie's latest CD release is available for just $9.99. There's also the Yeah Yeah Yeah's new CD, Show Your Bones.
Fact! The thigh bone's connected to the knee bone.
Yeah, and it's available for $9.99. So pick these up at Tower Records or shop online anytime at tower.com. Tune in next week for $9.99 CDs, $16.99 DVDs, and more riveting facts.
Fact!
All right, then. For music, movies, games, and gadgets, Tower Records. Life played loud.
The road to perfection. What exactly would that entail? Chandelier street lamps? A toll booth that hands you money. Traffic lights that are forever green. Nice. But how about something that's actually obtainable? The Lexus ES. Closer to perfection than ever before. With a comprehensive network of computers and sensors to guide available features like heated and cooled front seats, rain-sensing windshield wipers, and a rear sunshade that automatically lowers in reverse. Even a memory system for both the driver and front passenger that recalls seat and outside mirror positions. In other words, the road to perfection is closer than you think. Especially starting at $32,950, as described as $34,440. The ES at your Washington area Lexus dealer.
MSRP includes delivery, processing, and handling fees. Includes taxes, title, license, and other optional equipment. Actual dealer price may vary.
We're back.
Yes, we are. Are you guys psyched?
Yes. Big announcement.
Someone's having a baby on Scrubs.
I know who it is.
But my guess is it's one of the women.
See? You narrowed it down.
Yeah. Who is it?
It's Carla.
Carla's having a baby.
Yeah.
That's been a long time in the making.
It usually just takes one night, but
on TV it takes longer.
And then there's a new comedy, Teachers.
The teachers are really crazy on the show. It makes you wish you had teachers like that in high school. It's that nuts.
Yeah, funny teachers are better than, most of the ones I had.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they care about the kids, though, too. That's what's cool.
And I never had Justin Bartha as a teacher.
No.
He's really cute. He's from Failure to Launch and National Treasure.
Ooh, I guess he's awesome. I'm sure he is.
It's a great hour of comedy tonight. Scrubs and Teachers. One show's about doctors, the next show's about teachers. And
then after that is SVU, about SVUs.
Oh, you got that.
I'm so sorry.
That's bad.
Yeah. No, Law and Order SVU has Ludacris tonight.
Oh, wow.
The singer, the rapper.
Yeah. He's in Crash and Hustle and Flow.
Oh, he's a big star on a great show, so it's a good combo.
So it's Scrubs, Teachers, and Law and Order SVU.
Good night, NBC.
Play the center, back to chat, jet to the center, and a tip to your hat with a right hand star. And how do you do to the left and cross? And how are you? Point to the ceiling, point to the sky, throw her up like a pizza pie. Snatch her, catch her, bounce her like a ball. Don't let her slip because you just might fall. In love, that is. Hey, swing her around, grab her by the toes, up and down like a yo-yo goes, like a chicken in the brick, pick, pick it up, do. Break it up with a do-si-do. Ladies, your turn. Grab a bar stool, hold it tight. Twirl your man with all your might. Careful of the sockets, take him by the arm. Toss him in the air, but show no harm.
Hold down, better. No matter what you want to do better, Washington Sports Clubs can get you there. Summer's around the corner. Start getting in shape now and be ready for bathing suit season. Come into any of the Washington Sports Clubs today and take advantage of our special rates. Call 1-800-301-1231 or go to mysportsclubs.com to find out more.
If Farish Pontiac GMC is going to live up to the Farish name, then it has to step up to the Farish level of service. Oh, hey, guess what? Farish Pontiac GMC just stepped up with a fresh new management team focused on service done right. That includes a free shuttle, free inspections, and oil changes for life. Service to match the Farish standard. Farish Pontiac GMC on Lee Highway in Fairfax. And in case you're wondering, you'll still find the right price at Farish Pontiac GMC. All the biggest GM incentives, and prices have just been cut by as much as $2,000 on all the 07s, which means you could be driving that new Yukon Denali after all. Just talk to the new sheriff in town, General Manager Louis Costello, a GM veteran here for over a dozen years. At Farish Pontiac GMC, just off Main Street on Lee Highway in the heart of Fairfax. Dedicated to service now more than ever, Farish Pontiac GMC still has the price. Enjoy the change. Farish Pontiac GMC.
The Don and Mike Show. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia.
I'm not even here.
That's right.
I'm home drinking a beer, Joe. Now, you talk now.
But the weekend isn't here yet.
I don't care.
That's the spirit. What was it? What? That's how we play when the guys are away?
Just talk. Introduce to Charlie.
No, I don't want to.
Charlie.
Oh, okay. That's why we played Charlie and Joe.
Right.
Charlie's next, everybody, on the best of Don and Mike.
Okay, the Charlie interview. Now, Buzz, you had this in your news.
Yes.
Yesterday or the day before about the world's largest thermometer.
Yes, it's just plain big.
Well, you know who likes thermometers.
Oh, Charlie.
What's wrong with
his
music?
He's had some experiences with...
What's wrong with his music?
Thermometers.
No, it's still not working. Try it there. Hold on. There it is. Okay. Got his music. Come on in, Charlie. Hey, Charlie.
I got my safety goggles on.
Good.
Oh, yeah, you know, Beth Ann got us all safety goggles.
We all
with a hard
have
hat.
To wear safety goggles when you start to think like Charlie. Hi, Joe. Joe's got his on, too.
Charlie?
Joe's got safety goggles. The Bumblebee Hunter.
It's time for the Charlie,
Charlie
interview now.
People.
Yeah. The show every day.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear the story Buzz had the other day about the world's biggest thermometer?
What?
Did you hear the story on the news the other day with Buzz about the world's largest thermometer?
Nah. No. I don't listen to that news.
Right. Why?
It's the only part of your show I don't get. Mr. Burbank uses all the words, you know, finally, in sport, or finally today, when the political things, you know.
Like that.
Jelly beans! No, but I know of it, because every time I'm going to do a Charlie interview, Mr. Spiewak tells me what we're going to talk about. And he told me that we're going to call a guy that's got a thermometer that's really, really big.
It's the biggest one in the world, Charlie.
Wow!
How big is this goddamn thing?
I want to ask him so many questions.
It's 134 feet.
Right?
Wow!
Now, Charlie?
That is so big!
Back when you were in that
How
place,
big is that?
134 feet.
Big, right?
Yeah.
Four times taller than this building.
My goggles are off.
Charlie?
My goggles are off.
Charlie, you take your goggles off.
Okay.
You can take them off. When you were back in that place, did they take your temperature a lot?
Yes. Every day. Two or three times a day.
Huh.
When I was growing up, like a long time ago, well, not really growing up, I was there, it was just a few years back.
All right.
When I was in a home, a group home.
Uh-huh. So how many times a day would they take your temperature?
In the morning when you wake up. Right before breakfast, after breakfast, right before lunch, after lunch, for the noon snack, after the snack, right before dinner, after dinner, twice before bed.
That's like 11 times.
Different people every time. And the only rule was don't look, Charlie.
Oh.
That was it.
Huh. Well, did they have you close your eyes?
I'm often mistaken lately for Scott Sable.
Because
I look like I'm only gray.
I'm confused, Charlie. That
skin color.
If you were having your temperature taken 11 times a day, all you have to do is just open your mouth.
No, they didn't do it that way.
Oh. They did it. Oh, the bad way?
To talk about.
They did it the bad way.
They're not going to talk about it.
Male nurses.
They did it
11 times?
Almost. I didn't count. It was normal. It's what we did. It's what was done. They say, you're normal. And then I'd go off and I'd do, you know, crafts. It was fun.
After they took your temperature.
I would like to announce that in December, I shall be 65.
Wow.
Retirement age.
That's right. You're not going to retire.
I'm going to keep working. I'm younger than most.
Retirement age.
My body is young.
It
really is. What was that word?
What?
I heard that.
I said retarded. Kidding, Charlie. Charlie.
Watch.
Charlie. Hey, Charlie. Ben and Jerry. Yeah.
Chunky monkey.
Chunky monkey.
Yeah. Okay, I love chunky monkeys.
Let's call the guy.
Is that the one with the pretzels in it?
No.
No.
What's the one with the pretzels in it?
What's the one that's named after that guy you like so bad? Oh, Cherry Garcia?
Oh, Cherry Garcia and the Chubby Hubby.
Uh-huh.
Chubby Hubby has the pretzels in it. Chubby Hubby, Chunky Monkey, Heath Bar, Cherry Garcia. I forgot the other ones. Uh-huh. And I like the Peace Pops. They're so good.
Charlie, the guy's name is, I don't know the guy's name. What's the guy's name, Rob? I can't find it.
Edie's is for fags. Rob told me to say
what's
that.
For fags?
Edie's.
Edie's Grand. Oh, Edie's Grand Ice Cream. Oh, the guy's name is Larry DeBoer.
Larry DeBoer.
He's at the Bun Boy restaurant in Baker, California, and
I'm
he has the world's largest
Hello, Larry DeBoer.
Thermometer.
Let's talk about Larry DeBoer. What is it? Larry DeBoer?
Larry DeBoer. And
Larry DeBoer.
Like Larry the Boar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
Charlie, interview.
You got the permission.
Oh, he's ready.
Right? Okay. Go ahead.
Hello. My name is Charlie. I'm from the Don and Mike Show. I'd like to speak with Larry DeBoer, please.
This is Larry.
Hi, Larry. My name is Charlie. How are you today?
Good.
I'd like to talk about the world's biggest thermometer.
Okay.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's 130 feet, 4 feet.
Wow! Wow! That is big, isn't it, Larry?
Oh, yeah.
How big is it?
134 feet.
Oh, my God. How long did it take to build it?
That would hurt.
Yeah. I think it took 2 years.
Can it take temperatures?
Excuse me?
Can the thermometer take temperatures?
Absolutely. That's what it's built for.
But if it's that big, what do you stick it in?
The sky.
The sky. Oh, so it actually measures the temperature outside.
Correct.
Oh, see, I think of a thermometer as something you take your temperature, you know?
Oh, no.
Pretty funny,
much
huh, Larry?
For that.
What other big things do you have where you work?
A lot of the big desert.
Big desert. Tell me more about this wonderful thermometer, Larry DeBoer.
What do you want to know?
Larry, when you answer my questions, you can say, well, Charlie, I like it actually when you answer my questions, when you say, well, Charlie, let me tell you, because it's better for my bosses if you say, well, Charlie, we had to, you know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Okay. All right, let me ask you another question. Larry, whose idea was it to get the big thermometer?
Well, Charlie, it was Willis Heron's idea. He's the former owner.
Mm-hmm. Is that right, Larry?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Charlie.
Yes, okay. So you have the big one that you built. It was another guy's idea. And do people love it?
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't you love a big thermometer?
Yeah, what? Wouldn't I love a big thermometer, what?
Charlie.
Yeah!
Charlie, tell this guy how many times they took your temperature.
And when I was when I lived at this one place, this one house with a lot of other people, they took my temperature, I think, 11 times a day.
That's a shame.
And I was 95.7 every day. Little warm.
Yes.
But I wasn't sick or nothing.
Actually, 95 sounds a little cool.
What do you sell? What do you sell at the store that you work at?
We're a restaurant.
A restaurant? Oh, tell me what you have. What kind of food?
We have all kinds of food, Charlie.
Do you have pizza? Do you have pizza?
No pizza, Charlie.
No. Oh, yeah. Why? What's the point?
We're mainly meatloaf and biscuits and gravy.
Ice cream.
Meatloaf.
Ask about ice cream.
Oh, do you have ice cream?
Oh, absolutely.
Hello. Hello. What flavors of ice cream do you have?
Strawberry, Charlie.
Strawberry! Strawberry is one of my favorites. What other flavors?
Just strawberry. We're famous for strawberry pie.
Oh, I like strawberry pie. I've had that before.
Whipped cream on top.
Oh, I like whipped cream sometimes. Not a lot, though. No nuts.
Oh, no.
Don't
no
put nuts.
Nuts. No nuts.
Do you have triple thick shakes?
Absolutely, Charlie.
I like that, too. But you don't just sell meatloaf. Do you have hamburgers?
Okay.
Hey, hold on, Charlie. Did you know this?
What?
I'm reading this thing. Is it true that you have to ask this guy? Is somebody paid $700,000 to build this thermometer?
Oh, my God.
$750,000.
Oh, my
thermometer.
God.
A waste of money, Charlie.
$700,000. Is that a waste of money, Larry DeBoer?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not what?
Charlie.
Yeah, that's right. But it gets a lot of attention, right, because it's so big?
Absolutely. A 134-foot thermometer would get your attention, wouldn't it, Charlie?
It would, Larry. Larry, if I was driving down the road and I said, and I saw it, what I'd say was, man, I'm hungry for strawberry pie. Let's go to the restaurant with the giant thermometer.
There you go.
I use my money to purchase goods and services.
Goods and services, okay.
Yes, you know, for me, I'm all... The thing is, where I live is already taken care of. So I buy, like, things, items, goods.
Okay.
And services. Like when you go to a store, you buy something like a candy bar. And then you buy, a ride at an amusement park. You understand, Larry?
Correct.
Okay, let me ask you more about this. How long, Larry, are you with me?
I'm with you.
How long did it take to build the thermometer?
You're losing him.
How long did it take to build the thermometer?
From the day you got the idea to the day you looked up in the sky and said, it's finished. How long did it take, Larry?
I don't know, Charlie. I did not build it.
Okay.
I'm the second owner.
Oh, you're the second owner. So
yes,
you...
So I have a used thermometer.
Oh, those are bad. I don't like those. Hey, Larry.
Yes.
Guess what?
Charlie.
Larry, do you like having the biggest thermometer in the world?
Of course.
Hey, would you be mad at me if I built a bigger one?
No.
Hey, Larry, can I tell you something?
Tell me.
I really liked interviewing you, you know?
Well, thank you.
And guess what? You know, I'm on the radio show. Do you know, Mr. Don, do you know what he's going to do?
What?
He's taking his TV. He's taking his TV that didn't work, okay? And he's taking it up to the top of the building where we work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to drop it into a dump truck and smash it to bits.
Oh, we've done that before.
You have?
Oh, absolutely.
When?
When I was in college.
Hey, can you go up to the top of the thermometer? Can you, like, go up with stairs and stuff?
Absolutely.
No! I didn't even ask you that. So it's, like, got inside that you can travel up to the... It's like a tower...
It's a small access ladder, Charlie.
Oh, so you can't, like, the public can't? Would you let me climb it?
If you come down to Baker, I might let you climb it.
Baker, California. I'm there.
You might be a little heavy for it, Charlie.
I will ask Mr. Hughes to build a 6,000-foot blood pressure cuff. Won't that be funny?
Maybe we can connect it to my thermometer.
Yeah, and then we all be healthy.
Okay, you got to tell him to hold on. You're out of time,
out
Charlie.
Of time, Charlie.
Guys, I'm with the Charlie.
Come on now. I want to talk more.
No, ask me who wants to talk to you off the air.
Larry, if we put you on hold, will you talk to me off the air? Do you have time?
Sure.
Okay. Larry, then I have to actually do this now. Larry?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Charlie.
Larry, it's been a real pleasure, and I think after this interview, I consider you a friend.
Absolutely, Charlie.
Are we friends?
Yes, we are.
Then I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank Larry DeBoer for talking all about his thermometer.
If you put him on hold, you can talk to him off the air, Charlie.
Okay, all right. Hey, Larry, I'm going to put you on hold. Thanks for coming on the Don and Mike show.
All right, thanks for having me.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold now.
You want to talk to Charlie?
Yeah, put him on hold.
There you go. There's the phone.
I'm not good like that. No.
Talk to him off the air.
Oh, you'll be fine.
I want to see if the guy stays on the phone.
We're not on the radio now.
Charlie's really talking to the guy.
How are you? That was fun, right? I'm nice having you on the show. Okay.
Put him back on hold for Rob. Then.
We're going to put you back on hold. Rob wants to talk to you for just a minute. Okay, I wear a girdle. Hold on. Go, take it.
I know that makes you uncomfortable.
Totally. Totally, Buzz.
Hello, are you still there? Larry?
Yes.
Oh, you're on the air. Hold on a second. Hold on.
What?
Larry is Rob.
My best one yet.
Thank you so much for talking to Charlie. He loved it.
Yeah!
And we hope you get a lot of action at the Bun Boy restaurant.
Right. The Bun Boy restaurant.
He's still excited.
Have a good day,
check
sir.
Out the thermometer at the Bye-bye. Bun Boy restaurant.
You can't miss it.
That was fun. I'm sorry, Rob. I forgot to mention the Bun Boy restaurant.
Well, that's...
You told me that I was supposed to.
Yeah. We'll speak later.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes, Don.
Will you take us to break?
Yeah. Let's listen now. For lots more, it's time to start the show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Prince William County authorities are working an accident on Route 234 north of Hoadley Road and also southbound 95 both back with Fullerton, off and on to Quantico. Buying or selling a home could be the biggest financial transaction in your lifetime. Why trust your investment to anyone other than an experienced RE/MAX agent? Find your RE/MAX agent at RE/MAX.com. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, PFM 106.7 WJFK.
3FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. Remember spring break? You and all your friends headed to an exotic location for a week of wild extreme indulgence and debauchery? We're doing it again. It's the Junkies Spring Break Party. Saturday, April 29th at the 930 Club, featuring the Pat McGee Band. And, oh yeah, it's free.
Free!
The only way to get a ticket is listen to the Junkies.
Junkies!
Brought to you by Bud Light and Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Net 100, the industry leader in structured cabling service. They are currently hiring for voice and data cable installers. Contact them today for a new career. 703-995-5299.
Viewer discretion advised.
A man tries to protect what he loves. He builds walls. He keeps the world out.
Nick Atwater is a thief.
Izzy, are we good to go?
Here we go. On three. One, two.
Oh, yeah! Benjamin's
back! A thief who believes everybody steals.
Biggest thieves in the country got their names all over Fortune 500 companies. Enron, WorldCom, no such thing as a straight life.
A thief whose work has finally followed him home.
Somebody saw you, Nick. You're exposed.
I need this money. My money. Mine.
We take their money, they will go after our family.
Emmy Award winner Andre Brower.
Anybody messes with her, messes with me.
There's somebody out back.
You steal, you pay.
Thief. Series premiere tonight at 10. Only on FX.
What is Nissan now? It's bold design. From the sculpted Nissan Murano to the sleek 350Z. It's athletic utility. From the Xterra 2006 Motor Transport Utility of the Year to the Armada with 8 seats and a big V8 engine. It's awesome power. From the Nissan Maxima with a 265 horsepower V6 to the Titan Nissan 305 horsepower full-size pickup. This is Nissan now. And this is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan. Like on the 2006 Altima 2.5S with a special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Get to your Nissan dealer now. Event ends March 31st. Nissan, shift your ride. For well-qualified lessees, tax, title, and license extra, call 1-888-858-8319 for Altima lease and Maxima horsepower details. Offer ends 4306.
This Sunday, live and only on pay-per-view, the greatest spectacle in sports entertainment history goes big time.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
For the first time ever, John Cena takes on the game Triple H for the WWE Championship.
At WrestleMania, the King of Kings goes back on his throne.
World Heavyweight Champion Kurt Angle, Randy Orton, and Rey Mysterio clash in a triple threat match.
For the World Heavyweight Championship!
McMahon takes on Shawn Michaels. Mick Foley battles Edge in a hardcore match. And The Undertaker puts his 13-0 WrestleMania record on the line against Mark Henry in a casket match.
This is WrestleMania!
WrestleMania. Live Sunday, April 2nd on pay-per-view. For details, go to WrestleMania.com.
Don't miss WWE WrestleMania 22 this Sunday at 7 p.m. Only on in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering using your digital remote. Order WWE WrestleMania 22 today.
There's a man in my office wearing a hard hat and really big gloves.
Oh, right.
Who is he?
That's Earl from the loading dock.
The loading dock?
Yeah, you came up here to help with the drilling.
Drilling?
Yeah, didn't you say you needed some help with the...
Billing. I said I needed help for the next 2 weeks with the billing, and I called Ronstadt for that.
Ronstadt?
Yes.
Who?
Ronstadt.
Do I know him?
It's they, and they'll send someone who will help with the billing.
Right. Not drilling?
Not today.
Probably never.
Probably not.
Yeah.
At Ronstadt,
We listen. That's why we're the staffing company that knows you better.
I really did think you said drilling, though.
Billing. With your own two-person Ronstadt staffing team, there's always somebody listening to make sure you get the best job, boss, and company fit.
You know, in my defense, they sound similar. Billing, drilling,
For any kind of job, full-time, part-time, permanent, office, or industrial, just call us at 1-877-922-2468. We're Ronstadt, the work solutions people. Good to know you.
So good to know you.
Yeah, that's a rather large lady singing about Verizon Online DSL's $14.95 a month offer. That means the deal is almost over. In fact, you'll only have till April 14th to get Verizon's lowest price ever for high-speed DSL up to 768 kilobits per second. Call 1-800-PICK-DSL and get yours for as low as $14.95 a month when you sign up for a year. That's 1-800-PICK-DSL. But call today, once this rather large lady stops singing. The curtain's coming down on this deal for good. Verizon.
Verizon reminds you to always download legally. $14.95 a month rate available for new Verizon residential 768 kilobits per second DSL customers. 1 year commitment required. $79 early termination fee applies. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. Not available in all areas. Additional monthly supplier, FUSF recovery charge, and applicable taxes may apply. Other terms and conditions apply. Offer expires 4/14/06.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Nancy. Eric in the store today?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's at the Crawford Expo in New York till tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. All right, I'll just get with him later.
Morning, everyone.
Eric. Oh, I thought you were in New York.
Well, let me check my schedule. Yep, I am.
But you're here in Chicago.
That's right, I am.
So you've cloned yourself?
Cloned myself. No, I'm just in two places at once.
What?
Yeah, I figured it out yesterday. Been getting twice as much done ever since. You slackers ought to try it.
But isn't that, you know, impossible?
Yeah. Kevin, you were looking for me?
Business takes efficiency. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done without having to break the laws of the physical universe. Your business is your life. Life takes Visa. Get the Bank of America Visa Business check card. It's easy. Just stop by your nearest branch and order your card today. Bank of America. Higher standards. Member FDIC.
18 years ago, a stamp cost 22 cents. A loaf of bread, 55 cents. A gallon of gas, just 95 cents. And you could buy a new car for under $10,000. Wouldn't you love to pay yesterday's lower prices today? Then stop and think about how much money you could save if you started paying for college right now. That's exactly what you can do with the Virginia Prepaid Education Program. I'm Diana Cantor, Executive Director of the Virginia College Savings Plan. Now is the best time to take advantage of this easy, tax-free way to save for college. Flexible payment plans are available, and the money you save can be used at colleges nationwide. But hurry, enrollment ends March 31st. Get the important information you need to read before enrolling. Request a Virginia Prepaid Education Program enrollment kit online at Virginia529.com.
Hi, honey, can you go to Radio Shack and sign up for Dish Network Satellite TV for me? For us? All of us? We'll get sports, movies, sports, and cartoons, too. Yeah, that'll be great for me. Us.
Sign up now for the Dish Family Programming Package at Radio Shack and get 40 channels for only $19.99 a month. And only at Radio Shack, get half off activation instantly. Good with credit approval through 4106 at participating stores. Activation fee, residency, and other restrictions apply. Equipment must be returned upon cancellation. Subject to change without notice. Void where prohibited. Details in store.
What? Come on.
Mammoth Car Insurance Company.
Yes, I was just on your website.
For a quote, please visit us online at
www. On Progressive Direct's website, you can talk to a person, not a recording. When you're getting a car insurance quote at Progressive.com, you can click on the Talk to Me button, and we'll call you right then to help finish your quote or answer your questions. So get a quote the easy way at Progressive.com. Available in most states and situations. Progressive Health and Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
Free your mind.
Let your mind be free.
This is Free FM.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
Free FM. 106.7 WJFK. 106.7. FreeFM.com.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
The Don and Mike Show.
All that aside, I've never been a big fan of debt.
Debt can be an asset. Debt tightens a company.
Does wonders for the sphincter, too.
The Don and Mike Show. I know what's going
Vintage
on.
Goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
That's right, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I tell you what, we are under a time constraint, so we're just going to keep on rocking with it. It's time for part two of the Plasma TV Drop on the best of Don and Mike.
Hi, Mike.
You'd like this show to be like this all the time, wouldn't you?
You know, Rob said to me.
What did he say?
You've always wanted to do a show like Hitler.
Or Mussolini from the perch up there with looking down on the great unwashed.
Because Robbie and I are up on the top of the building. Mike is down at the bottom with a... Oh, thank you, Beth Ann, for the up on the roof thing.
I'm here with my co-commentator, Buzz.
Hi.
And
Buzz and I are sharing a microphone, so I have to be like Larry Bud Melman. Buzz, what do you think of this? Great, thanks.
You did that thing that Larry Bud Melman does, where he doesn't move the microphone to the guy who's talking. And Joe Ardinger is getting all of this on documenting this on video.
Video, that's great video. Now, what we're going to do is when you guys are getting ready to throw the big TV in the dump truck, we're going to move all these brilliant gentlemen who are waiting to eat plasma over to the, I guess, where are they moving them, Joe? Over onto the sidewalk over there, so as not to have any serious injuries. I was joking with John Norman.
He's wearing a hard hat.
That this would be like the thing you see on the internet, you know, with a stunt gone wrong. Where we're all kind of giggling and laughing. And then somebody gets a shard of glass through their eye.
Let's lose that music, Beth Ann.
Very
just
good.
For a second.
It's getting windy.
And I think we should probably warm up, Rob, with the computer monitor.
All right. We're going to need all you guys over there right now, because we're starting with computer monitors. And I'm back, too.
This is just to be able to gauge.
Look at him, Brian.
Hey, and there's Robert the mailman. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Don.
Hey, scream. What? Did you call me a bitch?
Oh, bitch about Xbox.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Mike.
Shondell's hair is straight again today.
Hi, Shondell. Yeah. Hey, Mike.
She couldn't hear that. That's why I said that.
I've already mentioned that to about 1,000 people today.
Okay. All right, now listen.
Robert,
now, hold on a second.
Hold the microphone.
What do you think? John Norman, be careful. John Norman's close. Now, do you have a good aim on this? Now, Rob, help him with this.
Mike, he's telling... This is the same
thing. This is... The China shop, this is bull.
Now, this is dead center over there.
All right, dead center, but I think what the key is, right, is to not throw it, right?
I'm going to try to just... Right. I'm going to try to just push the monitor over, but I'm going to have to give it a little body English to
Don,
get it in the truck.
Now, Don, are you going to give us like a five count?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, come on. Here we
all
go.
Right, well, now, this is a computer monitor coming from about 35, 40 feet.
Three, two.
Here we go.
One.
Here it comes. Very good.
That's Johnny dead in the center.
That's very good. And the bravest man of all, John Norman, who you cannot see, who is standing literally next to the dump truck with a microphone up there, and, you know, very, very brave. That was great. That was fantastic.
All right, now, Rob.
Hey, hold on a second. I've got an idea.
Yeah?
Is there any way we could, like, rest the microphone somewhere where it could get...
Well, I had that thought as well.
I mean, we really ought to place the microphone inside the truck.
Why don't we take...
Is there a way we could do that, John? Well, hold on, John's... Hold on, I can't hear your microphone. Let me see. Is it working?
Hello?
Anybody hear me?
Yeah. You know what? Maybe just, God, Mike, maybe with yours, with the cord.
Yeah. No, I don't have a cord, Don. This is wireless. Yeah.
I was going to say, if we had a microphone with a cord, we could throw it over the edge.
We don't have that. I don't see any of the engineers. They're all
Rob,
up
you want to try?
Matt, do we have any? I mean, would it be okay to put can we turn up John's cordless and maybe put it in the truck?
Well, Mike, let us try one more test run. Rob's going to throw a computer off.
All right. Throw a computer off, Rob. Here we go. And turn John Norman's microphone up so we can hear it a little bit. All right? Rob's going to bring it over
now.
Now,
Rob, how you feeling?
This is exciting.
All right, here we go.
Now, see if you can get it.
Five count, Rob.
Get in the center than I did.
Five, four, three.
Here we go.
Two, one.
Not bad.
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
You know what?
Yes.
We are going to kick ass when we throw this TV off the top of this building.
This is very... How is the weather up there?
You know, it's fantastic.
It's a lovely day, isn't it?
It's breezy and nice here on top of the building.
Oh, this is perfect. Wait a minute.
What are we doing?
Shady has just lifted up this little window on the back of the truck, and John can rest the microphone. What's the deal, Matt? Are we okay with that? And if not, I'm going to put my microphone in. Is that all right?
We're outside the radio station. Rob and I are up
on
the
roof. Okay, this works. All right, this is
Rob and I are on the roof. Mike is down there with the dump truck, Shady's dump truck. And we're going to get rid of the plasma TV that broke my heart and died. And now Mike is sticking...
All right, I've wedged the microphone in there.
Mike is sticking his microphone into
the dump truck. Is there anything else you can throw? Is there anything else you can throw? Can't we bring anything up there?
Let us just do the TV first.
You want to just do the TV? Okay, the microphone is in the back of the truck
right now.
Okay,
because once the TV's in there, then we get the thrill of the dump truck dumping it out.
Oh, that's right, and we'll have to move the microphone out of the way. All right, we're ready for... Are you guys ready to see the plasma TV get dumped? All right, they want it, man.
Mike, that didn't sound like anybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I got to go over there.
Do you mind goosing
them? Hold on. I'll goose them a little bit. Hi, everybody, and how's your memory? Are you ready to see a plasma screen get destroyed today?
Look at those stiffs.
No. We need more than... What the hell's wrong with you?
They don't know Mike's
right
over there.
Whenever we have a crowd of 10 that we want to make sound like 300, we have to really be loud, okay?
Hold on, Mike. Hold on, really. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 2, 4... Mike, roughly 43 people here.
43? We need to make you sound like 4,000. Would you like to see some destruction today?
Yeah! Well, now, Rob, I heard your big voice.
All right, I'm leaving them now. Okay.
Mike, we are ready. We're going to turn this over to you. Rob and I are going to be picking up the Sony PVM751.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
What we'll do, I'm going to go over here with this group, and we will give you the 10 count. We'll all count you down from 10, and when you get down to it, you throw the plasma. We got to have a real nice loud 10 count when they get it up there. All right, guys?
Know that this plasma TV weighs 68 pounds.
All right, we've got the microphone wedged in the back of the dump truck.
We're going to lose the mics now.
All right, but you'll hear us give you the 10 count, right? Okay.
Here we go.
We're getting ready for this. Isn't this exciting?
Yeah!
Yes, it's a female name. Are you guys ready? All right. They've got it up at top of the building.
On. Mike, we're going to display... I'm going to put the microphone down. Rob and I will display the television for everybody.
All right, let's display the television. There we go. They're lifting it up. There. Oh, look at the magic of plasma screen. They're showing it to everybody. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike,
yes?
Rob and I have one slight problem.
All right, what's that?
How do we throw it? Do we throw
it? I think you drop it
horizontally, vertically.
I think you nudge it over like you did with the computer screens. That's all you have to do.
We kind of threw the computer screens.
You did? Well, just give it a little push.
All right, let's do it.
All right, put the microphone down, and we're going to give it the 10 count now. Don, you just nod. Give me the thumbs up. You're ready to go. On the count of 10. Ready, guys? Here we go. 10.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Here it comes.
Oh, yeah! That is freaking spectacular.
Oh, yes.
Now.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Look at it. Mike,
man.
We hit it. Joe, get up there and get a shot for the video.
Wow.
We hit it.
You guys nailed it.
Dead on.
That was spectacular.
Just like watching a building implosion on the Discovery
Channel. That was spectacular.
Winner! And now, Rob and I will come downstairs.
All right, now, Shady, we're going to need you to get into the dump truck and dump it out. And Rob and Don are going to be coming downstairs. All right? It's Shady, and the driver here is what? Linwood. All right, guys, Joe, we need you to get out from the back because they're going to dump it out. Here it comes. Let's get some microphones on this. They're going to dump out what's left of the plasma screen. Very exciting. But is the truck not starting? Oh, no. Linwood, is the truck not starting? Oh, no. Oh, the truck is dead. Oh. Are you going to try to jump it? He's going to try to jump the truck. Watch out. Hold on, let's see if he can get it. He's trying to start it.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don. Hold on. Don, we have a problem.
What's the problem?
The truck has got a dead battery.
What? What?
And it feels like it might be a little flooded.
So you mean...
It smells like it.
So you mean that the truck... So it won't start up and it won't do its...
It won't start. It's doing that little clack, clack, clack. Now, what's the solution, gentlemen? Do we have a solution here?
Buzz, what's happening?
It looks like the truck won't start. I'm wondering if we can go inside the bed and smash things there.
Well, let's see what happens. We still might be able to dump it out. We're seeing if we have a solution.
Joe, were you able to get any video of the TV inside the truck?
I ran up and stuck it in there, and then I got some from the hole in the back of the truck.
There's a lovely smell of gasoline all around.
Because Rob and I are giving each other high fives up there, because that TV came down, and it came down the screen side first.
What did it look like from up there?
It was like something from Letterman.
Yeah.
Like something you could show it in slow motion.
Very good.
And the screen, what a fantastic...
Now, we're going to have this on the website, too, right? We're going to get this video on the website of this happening.
Yes, what, Robert?
It's the only piece that came out the truck.
Oh, that was a piece of the computer, the computer monitor that came out.
Well, it's a souvenir.
It's a souvenir. Now, the problem right now is we're waiting. They're going to figure out, see if they can get this truck started.
I've got jumper cables.
You've got jumper cables.
I do.
But would a regular car be able to jump that truck? That's my question.
Hold on. You mean we went to all the trouble to push a... Robert. What, Robert?
Push the car. Let's go.
All right.
Like you're going to push a dump truck to get it started?
Let's ask Shady, get over here. I'm putting you on the spot, Shady. Shady, you brought the dump truck down here. Shady, what's the deal? You think we're going to be able to get this sucker started? They're going to push it?
They're going to push it.
This isn't going to work.
You can't push a dump
truck. This isn't going to work.
This is not like a Kia.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
This is like a mom Chevy that
we're pushing here.
Look at him screaming at us.
Oh, I see. You're going to like push it forward, and then you're going to try to jump start it back?
Oh, good.
You can't. This isn't going to work.
God, I hope you don't get run over, Robert.
This is terrible.
Okay.
Anybody have jumper cables? Oh, wait, here we go. This guy right here is going to jump. Oh, look at this Chevy. Nice little Camaro.
We got a guy with a Camaro.
Nice
now,
Z.
How could a Camaro jump a gigantic friggin' tow truck?
Well, I'll be honest with you. This is going to be a fabulous ad for Chevrolet. If this works, I'll tell you that.
American ingenuity.
Rob, you're going to like this experiment. As the Chevy car tries to jump start the Ford truck.
Oh, that can't happen.
All right.
All right, here's the guy.
Rob said it's a guarantee.
Here's the guy with a big Chevy.
We're getting the jumpers. All right, he's got extra length. Rob's got the jumper cables. Let's see what happens.
Look at Rob's bungees. Robert
was checking Linwood's beverage.
Robert, what were you doing, Robert?
Robert.
I know what he found.
Robert, check Linwood. Maybe this is the problem.
A truck driver.
Linwood's
oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. You know what it is? Look at this.
I know what this is.
This is the bottle that he relieves himself in.
Over on the mail.
Very good. Well, at least he had the cap on it. That's a good thing. You bring it on this side?
Okay.
Guys, we're going to bring in the car here.
Here comes the
Chevy Camaro that's going to jump start the Ford F-Series dump truck.
Yeah, listen to that, baby.
All right. Now what's
American
he doing?
American ingenuity. Where's
well, wait, come back.
He's driving away.
No, he's getting his battery on the right side. He's going to pull it in there and back it up. What a nice ad this is for the Chevy Camaro.
This would be a good time for a commercial break.
A commercial break. We'll try to get the truck started.
Yes, because the TV has been tossed.
Yes, it has.
It is broken. Robert,
please put the urine back.
Put the Pepsi bottle with the man's urine
Please,
back.
Robert.
Inside.
Robert. No. No.
I double dare you.
You first.
No, no. I didn't find it.
Well, hey.
Bubble has gotten his wish. He's disrupted the broadcast again.
Listen, you know what you've done? You've already embarrassed the guy that drives the
truck.
Robert.
You've already embarrassed the truck driver.
Robert, here's the deal.
They don't know who he is.
Robert, here's the deal. Don't drink it. Warm your hands with it. All right. Oh, hold on. Oh, we're going to try it. We're going to start it up. We're going to fire it up now.
Hold on. Let's get this going.
Yeah! Yes! Yes, sir. We got it. You're going to pull it forward? All right, he's going to pull it forward. Pull that truck forward. How about that, huh? The Chevy Camaro does the trick.
So, what did I tell you? The dump truck is working.
Yes, the Ford truck was jump-started by the Chevy car.
We still have to do the commercial break.
Okay, and then we're going to dump it out?
But I want to ask our driver. Excuse me. Hey, What's up with that Pepsi bottle?
That's beer. That's beer. Oh, it's beer.
Okay. That is the foulest smelling beer I've ever smelled.
I tasted it. It tasted good to me.
Okay. The destruction of the television.
We'll continue.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 3FM, Don and Mike.
South on Route 1, Richmond Highway, just before Woodlawn Road. We have authorities there working an accident. Your lanes are being reopened right now at Sacramento Drive. The lanes begin at Ingleside Street. Summer's just around the corner, and Gold's Gym wants to help you spring into shape for a limited time. You can enroll for just $1. Call 1-800-99-GOLD or visit goldsgym.com today. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
1067 3FM.com.
I say tea party, you say
Boston.
I say Massachusetts, you say
Boston.
I say beans, you say
refried.
No, Boston. I say the first tabletop receptor for HD digital radio, giving you brilliant digital sound, you say
Boston Acoustics.
Right, and that's my system.
I'm so glad I'm not you. What does that mean?
If Farish Pontiac GMC is going to live up to the Farish name, then it has to step up to the Farish level of service. Oh, hey, guess what? Farish Pontiac GMC just stepped up with a fresh new management team focused on service done right. That includes a free shuttle, free inspections, and oil changes for life. Service to match the Farish standard. Farish Pontiac GMC on Lee Highway in Fairfax. And in case you're wondering, you'll still find the right price at Farish Pontiac GMC. All the biggest GM incentives, and prices have just been cut by as much as $2,000 on all the 07s, which means you could be driving that new Yukon Denali after all. Just talk to the new sheriff in town, General Manager Louis Costello, a GM veteran here for over a dozen years. At Farish Pontiac GMC, just off Main Street on Lee Highway in the heart of Fairfax. Dedicated to service now more than ever, Farish Pontiac GMC still has the price. Enjoy the change. Farish Pontiac GMC.
After a while, don't all the horror movies start to run together? There's a crazy guy in some kind of mask, great with power tools, bad with English, trying to set a world record for killing fresh-faced teens on a deserted country road. The smoking hot chick who takes one too many showers, glass shards, big knives, runaway trucks, and inevitably, 14 sequels. Okay, here's a thought. What if you took aliens, giant flesh-eating slugs, and zombies and combined them into a movie that critics are calling a gleefully nasty and ingeniously twisted horror comedy?
That's gross.
On Friday, from the people who brought you 2004's Dawn of the Dead, comes a fresh new take on the horror genre.
The worms are in their brain!
Slither.
They're tearing me apart!
That chick is hardcore.
Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters Friday.
Check out moviebone.com/unscripted to hear the stars of Slither share their Slithermost secrets from the film.
The road to perfection. What exactly would that entail? Chandelier street lamps? A toll booth that hands you money? Traffic lights that are forever green? Nice, but how about something that's actually obtainable? Melissus ES, closer to perfection than ever before. With a comprehensive network of computers and sensors to guide available features like heated and cooled front seats, rain-sensing windshield wipers, and a rear sunshade that automatically lowers in reverse. Even a memory system for both the driver and front passenger that recalls seat and outside mirror positions. In other words, the road to perfection is closer than you think. Especially starting at $32,950, as described as $34,440. The ES at your Washington area Lexus dealer.
MSRP includes delivery, processing, and handling fees. Includes taxes, title, license, and other optional equipment. Actual dealer price may vary.
There you are, sitting there, alone, waiting in beltway traffic, hypnotized by that absolute genius in front of you with his blinker on since Fairfax County. And then, just to rub it in, you're being passed by, one after the other, by those Ford Escape hybrids, because the government says they're okay for hub lanes. Plus, they even give hybrid owners great tax credits. But what really gets me is that they get an 8-year, 100,000-mile warranty on unique hybrid components, including battery, ECVT, and DC-DC converter. These greenies make me green with envy. Buy a Ford Escape Hybrid with interest-free financing for 5 years through Ford Credit before April 3rd and enjoy the comfort and capability of the only SUV hybrid in the world.
Tax benefits may vary. See your tax advisor for details. Not all buyers will qualify. 5-year Ford credit APR financing at $1,667 per $1,000 finance with 10% down. Actual savings will vary by model. Must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 4306. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
So this truck driver came into H&R Block with his taxes, and I sat down with him and started to dig through all this stuff. You know, his checks and his receipts, and he said,
"Don't forget, I can deduct my union dues."
And I said, "Not only your dues, you can deduct your log books, your seat cushions, your lumbar support pillows, truck washing costs, motel bills, truck loading and unloading fees, and possibly your cell phone." And he said,
"My cell phone?"
And I said, "Yeah, your cell phone." And he looked at me kind of surprised and said,
"You do this for all your clients?"
And I said, "No, just for anyone who works for a living."
Nobody knows more about deductions than H&R Block. That's how we can guarantee you the maximum refund or your return is free. Come into H&R Block today. For the office nearest you, call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com. H&R Block, in your corner. If due to H&R Block's error on your return, you're entitled to a larger refund than what we calculated. We'll refund your tax prep fee for that return at participating locations. Refund claims must be made in 2006.
Here's the question. What are you worth? I mean, what are you worth in the job market? What skills and knowledge do you possess that create value for a company? Do you have what it takes for employers to pay you $65,000 a year on average? Do you have what it takes to start right out of school making $30,000 or $40,000 a year? Have you positioned yourself in the fastest growing industry rated by the United States federal government? Good questions, tough answers. If you're stuck making less than $45,000 a year with no way to increase your income, it's time to visit computertraining.com. Log on to their website at www.computertraining.com and find out why their graduates are living their dreams by making an investment in themselves for a better tomorrow today. Please note up front that not everyone is qualified. You'll need to demonstrate that you have solid computer skills and a sincere desire to succeed in order to be accepted into their new Microsoft XP program. To learn more, visit www.computertraining.com and take the online entrance challenge. Again, that's computertraining.com, helping you build a better tomorrow today.
The Michelob Ultra Open at Kings Mill, May 8th through 14th. The LPGA pros simply love what many call the fifth major. Why? Well, start with a spectacular river course.
So this is just the greatest place for a golf event.
Throw in the best field strength of any LPGA tournament in 2005, including all four majors.
Katrina Matthews with the 30 and 18.
Lori Kane, Grace Park, Natalie Goldfuss, Annika Sorenstam, defending champion Christy Kerr. You get the idea. Add an impressive $2.2 million purse, then end with the traditional final round on Mother's Day. And why do fans love the Michelob Ultra Open? It's simple. These girls rock. The Michelob Ultra Open at Kings Mill, May 8th through 14th, with the final round on Mother's Day. Junior 17 and under admitted free with a ticketed adult. Look for $5 off coupons on daily tickets at local retailers. For tickets and complete details, go to MichelobUltraOpen.com or call 757-253-3985. Because in case you forgot, these girls rock.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and guess what? The new year is here, and it's time for you and that special person to start making those pesky resolutions. What are you going to be doing? Lose weight, stop smoking, clean out your closet. Well, I have a resolution idea that I know you can keep. Spend 3 days and two nights at a Las Vegas Strip resort and don't pay a dime for it. It's all part of the grand opening of Las Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. Start off the new year right. Recharge those romantic batteries with a fantastic second honeymoon package. Call now and we'll also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the Strip. To receive the high roller treatment and your complimentary second honeymoon, call 866-95-LUCKY. That's 866-95-LUCKY. For the time of your life, 866-95-LUCKY. Lucky. Call now.
Maybe you need a little incentive. Maybe the thing standing between you and the vehicle you really want is a lack of incentive. Farish of Fairfax can fix that. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle. Oh yeah, they've got incentives. And they've got Jeeps. Lots of Jeeps. Your Jeep. Wranglers, Liberties, Commanders, and Grand Cherokees. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has the most Jeeps, 300 Jeeps ready to roll. Farish is the number one Jeep dealer in five states for the first time ever. They like to hang on to that. This is called incentive. And for you, Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has too many incentives to list. Put it this way, 0% for 60 months is back, and there's cash back on top of that for qualified buyers. And for the military and the finest and the bravest, an extra $500 back. Farish Jeep, three locations, Fairfax Circle, forfarish.com, or in the dictionary under the word incentive. Farish Jeep.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
The Don and Mike Show. Well, that's right, that's right.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Well, that's some silly music, but it's a silly show today. It's a silly Tuesday afternoon. Don and Mike returning Monday, April 3rd. Till then, I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arndinger, with you. So let's get right back into it. It's time to finish off the plasma TV on the best of Don and Mike.
The tarp is down. Mike, is your mic on? Hold on, Mike. I'm not. Hold on.
Always a very annoying.
There you go. We got you.
Always a very good thing. Now, this is just for young broadcasters. When you're going to go on the air, turn your microphone on.
Yes. The TV, the computers have been tossed from the top of the building into the dump truck.
We got a good report during the commercial break that the fact is Joe got the whole thing on video, so if he's able to get that up on the website, you'll be able to see the TV being dropped from the roof. It was fantastic, and he got every bit of it.
So we're going to do it in slow motion.
But I think, yeah, slow motion is the way we're going
to
try it.
You know, give us until tomorrow morning to get all the video up. Now, let's have the dump truck unload all the stuff we threw off the roof.
All right. Mr. Pepsi Bottle, give us your remains.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, sorry about that.
Dad,
the remains of the TV.
Oh. Ready for this baby to open up. Now, do you think my brother Jim is listening in Wisconsin right now and thinking...
Listening and loving it.
This is like his deal.
What's your deal?
Hey, you know what I'm seeing back here?
What?
You see the hydraulics.
Hydraulics, here it comes.
That's twice today.
Here it comes. Oh.
Oh.
Hold on. The TV's about to... Wow, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, baby.
What a mess.
This is... That's
beautiful.
What? In radio, you hope for sound, and that was the best possible sound we could have gotten right there.
And now look at the masterful job that we did destroying this TV.
Where's the plasma?
Hold on.
Where's the goo that's in there? Where's the poison?
There it is.
That ain't gooey, and that ain't poisonous. They was lying to us.
Look what happened to it. Oh, and here is, Rob, look at that. We broke the screen right out of it.
Now, that looks like it's kind of a safety glass that you've got, but you actually have maybe two layers with a real, see, that's the real glass over there.
All this broken stuff.
That stuff
there.
That's down there. And we got two, we've got one computer monitor. Doesn't look like it's finished yet.
Not yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's why we've got tools.
Get the sledge.
Okay, let's get some stuff out and finish this job up.
All right, very good. Rob's going to take the sledge to the computer monitor.
Goggles on.
Don, you want to do that?
I don't care.
All right. Goggles on.
Hold the microphone, would you please?
Of course.
All right, here we go.
Make sure Don has goggles. We don't want a blind host.
Let's play Whack the Hughes.
All right, very good. Here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, my eye. Oh, my eye.
There it is. Look at that. You know, whoa, oh, jeez,
yeah.
Watch out. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We have an injury.
I'm afraid.
We have an injury.
I'm afraid.
Is the ball in the chest. Everything was going swimmingly until Don adopted the golf swing.
The underhand, yeah.
The golf swing. Shady, how are you?
I apologize. Now, Shady.
That's Shady that you hit there with the plastic.
You really went. I apologize.
Quite all right. That's quite all right.
Now what happened? Some shards came your way?
Yeah, yes, it did.
All right.
Just Paul Bunyan. Mike, what do you got?
I got an electric chainsaw. I'm going to tie that right now. Someone want to hold my microphone for me?
Buzz, you want to do some destroying?
Oh, sure. I'd love to.
Here you go, Buzz. Take that. And the hammer thing is off for right now. The hammer alarm is off. Boy, that computer, when I whacked into that thing, pieces went 8,000 different ways. Mike just put his eye out.
I almost said the S word. Oh, man. I was saying no F. That really did do that. Let me try it this way.
Want some glasses?
Oh, I need safety. I left my safety glasses.
Huh? Yes, we need safety glasses. Are you ready, Mike?
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, I pulled it out again. Rob!
He pulled it out again.
Oh.
Rob, he pulled it out again.
It's bad when you pull out ahead of time.
And, Buzz, do you want to get ready with...
Sure.
Why don't you just go ahead and just beat on the monitor a little bit, if you want.
The proper way to do this is to tie the cord behind.
You don't want to beat on it. Go ahead and do the opposite. Oh, you, Mike broke Rob's chainsaw.
That's a tough monitor.
I'm really sorry, Rob.
What is that made of, oak?
Mike just broke Rob's electric chainsaw.
I'm real sorry.
Look at the chain. The chain looks like my bicycle when I was a kid.
You know, that could have hurt me.
How did you do that?
I slipped off. I think we can fix that.
I think I was a little overzealous on my part.
I do have one question.
What's that?
How's your memory?
How's Buzz, your memory?
Buzz, you want to give a slam at the actual television itself?
Yeah, mic me. Here we go.
All right, here we go. All right, Buzz. Yes. Ah, look at him. Look at that new honed body. Look at that.
Oh, man.
Hours in the gym. Yes, sirree, Brawny. Brawny paper towel, man.
Now
Rob's going to drill it.
Yeah, help me out, Rob.
I hope the drill doesn't break.
What are you doing, Rob?
It's stuck. Hold on. Okay. Hold on.
All right, here we go. Drill it. Kill it. Kill it dead. You know, here's the unusual thing about this whole thing. I think we can fix this.
He's giving it a severe scratching with that drill.
Really?
The drill doesn't have a chance against it. What's it made of? Space-age polymer?
I don't want to alarm anybody as Don hits it with the sledgehammer, but I'd like to tell everybody here, this is a warning. You've all been exposed to plasma. Look at that. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. That's the head of a general manager. Yeah. Yeah. All right. One more?
Who is this for?
For my great
life. All right. Fantastic.
Very nice.
Lovely.
These TVs are built Ford and tough.
I'm really surprised at how strong that is.
Yeah.
Sony, the one and only, but then again, it did blow up.
Would you like goggles?
Yeah, you might want goggles. So he's drooling with rage. This is it. Right. Right. Very good. Yeah, that's all right. Unusually, that's the way you react after meeting with managers every time.
I'm out.
Remember yesterday you weren't sure whether or not you'd want to do this.
Smell it? Smell the plasma?
Spent.
Is that what the smell is?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
You know, this goddamn thing is not broken.
No, it's
not. No, it's broken. It's just the frame and the metal part is broken.
Like a TV.
At the very least, you're going to have to adjust the contrast.
Right. But that's pretty darn good. I don't think anybody's going to be viewing it anytime soon.
Oh, you can fix that.
You know, if we had time, if the dump truck was still here.
Have the dump truck drive over it?
Yes.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be ducky?
Yes, you are reading my mind.
Did Shady leave? I think he was going to get eye surgery.
He's getting some Pepsi.
What's all right. That?
All right, Robert's going to give it a shot.
All right,
now.
Go ahead, Robert.
Go, Robert.
All right. All right, here we go. Look at everybody, instinctively take a step backwards.
Come on, Robert, go. Black man with a mallet.
There you go, Robert. Robert, do it for the man who's been keeping you down. There you go. Yes, sirree. All right. Very good. Yes. Slavery. Yes. Oh.
White women.
White women. Wow. Fantastic. He actually made it through.
He broke it.
Give Robert a nice round of applause.
Yeah.
Wasn't that fantastic?
Yeah. Right, Robert.
That's good.
Somebody finally perforated it.
That's good.
Where are the police at now?
I think he swung that thing like a little bitch.
What does the police have to do with this?
Police at now.
All right.
Is there anybody in the crowd who wants to take a swing?
If you'd like to take it, would you go ahead, sir?
Come on, jump up here.
Yes, sir.
Come here. And
with joy, with pleasure.
Why are we lucky? We got the handsomest guy in the crowd.
Absolutely.
What's your name, son?
Will.
Who are you going to be hitting?
My father.
All right, dude.
Will, before you hit that thing, let me just ask you a few questions. How far did you get in your education, son?
Physics major at Mason.
Oh. Physics major at Mason. I thought he looked like a dummy, but he's a bright guy.
There you go.
Well, George Mason, Mike.
Oh, that's right. One. Can he make it through? Can he punch through the metal part like Robert did?
I don't know if anyone can.
Oh, yeah, because Robert's so scary
strong.
That sounded very gay, Buzz.
Well,
feel his muscles.
He's my hero.
You get one more pop.
All right.
Let it go for your pop.
Oh, hey, he made it through. Hey. He busted through.
How about that?
Congratulations.
All right.
And George Mason has a good physics department. They just let gravity equal 10. So round it off.
So
I don't get that.
Here's
show.
The deal. This part of the show is over. So all you people that are out here, any of this crap you want?
If you'd like to take it home, little duct tape, some Elmer's glue, put it back together, you can make it work.
Hold on, here's a guy that's taking the TV screen.
Some usable parts.
Is this, are you going to make it into some kind of artwork, sir?
Not really, no. Just going to post it up on the wall and hopefully have you guys sign it for us.
Okay, all right. I think we can arrange to do that.
I'd be glad to. Does anybody else want any of the broken stuff?
Feel free, help yourself. He's taking people like stuff.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the broken computer?
I don't know. I can give it away in my class or something.
All right. Okay, very good.
Or something.
If you want anything, take it. Don't cut your fingers.
And don't take my chainsaw.
That wonderful electric chainsaw. Rob, I think we've proven today the electric always better than the gas-powered.
Well, it worked for a while.
I understand.
Son, what have you got over here?
It's the remains of a computer monitor.
You know what? But you see this metal part here, son? You know what you can do with that? I see the beginnings of a time machine.
Time machine.
We can make a time machine out of that.
Don't you want to travel through time?
Time machine.
Go in a time machine.
That was so good. That was so great.
And as I said during the break to somebody, I said, we have now set the standard because you guys did it.
Yes.
Now that we don't, we can throw anything off the roof, including human beings.
Yay.
I just tell you, do all the plugs because I want to get one more swing, and I can't tell you how it.
All right.
That's better than acupuncture.
We want to thank Shady from Falls Church Paving. For all your paving needs, 534-2258, and, you know, help those guys out. They did us a nice job today. Want to thank our engineers, Tony and Matt, who did a fantastic job setting all this up. Want to thank Fearless John Norman, who really stood closer than any other human being to the destruction and the destructive power of a television being hurtled. As Don continues to pummel away at the screen, he has punched through. Yes? What?
Yeah, careful,
Don. Oh, look at all the electronics. Don't cut yourself.
Don't cut yourself. A lot of sharp metal there and
yeah.
Glass.
He's almost sprung it apart. Oh, did you cut yourself?
I always wondered how these things work.
Oh, look at that. Oh, wow. Look at that.
Cool.
Circuit
Man.
Boards. Like I'm a... Whoa. What? Jesus Christ.
Everyone run.
Wow. There we go. All right. Like I've always said, the Japanese are brilliant.
He's just swinging that thing like crazy.
Yeah, he's a crazy man. All right, folks.
This was for my mother-in-law.
Show over. Nothing to see here.
Kidding,
there we go.
Course.
Whoa. Ah, hey. I see how you did that?
Dropped it for a sweet lady.
That's right. I think we gave all the plugs, Don. I want to thank everybody. And give yourselves a nice round of applause for coming out here.
Wonderful, marvelous.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Wonderful.
You, our great engineers. Thanks, John. Oh, thank you, Robert.
Thanks, Joe, for being our videographer.
It's a pretty mess.
We'll have this up on the website.
It's a beautiful day.
Website.com.
Like any great sporting event, as we see the shards of glass
Friends.
Being scraped up by the people that are remaining here at Augusta.
Jesus Christ.
That was
fun. Boy, that was fun.
And there's Robert the Angry Mailman going through the trash.
He's doing his buffering out.
Oh.
Trying to find anything
yes.
valuable.
That's the second dirty look I've gotten from Robert today.
He's screaming at you about your restaurant.
What
Thank
a shame that wasn't on mic.
Thanks. On the website, thank you for coming down. A quick break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike.
The southbound lanes of 95 in Virginia continue to be snow moving near Springfield as you head into Newington. Again, you'll find the brake lights Lorton off and onto 123 and Potomac Mills to Quantico. Summer is just around the corner and Gold's Gym wants to help you spring into shape. For a limited time, you can enroll for just $1. Call 1-800-99-GOLD or visit goldsgym.com today. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Business takes efficiency. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa Business helps you get things done. Your business is your life. Life takes Visa.
Tower Records Insider Tuesday is here, giving you the inside track on new CD releases at $9.99, DVDs at $16.99, and letting you in on some little-known insider facts. First off, on the DVD front, looks like our favorite gorilla is at it again.
Fact! Gorillas fornicate year-round.
Yes, they do. And the King Kong Special Edition 2 DVD set is available for only $16.99. Also on sale, the latest DVD, Get Rich or Die Trying, by 50 Cent. Now on to CDs. Rob Zombie's latest...
Fact! Zombies are slow and hate fire!
That's great. As I was saying, Rob Zombie's latest CD release is available for just $9.99. There's also the Yeah Yeah Yeah's new CD, Show Your Bones.
Fact! The thigh bone's connected to the knee bone!
Yeah, and it's available for $9.99. So pick these up at Tower Records or shop online anytime at Tower.com. Tune in next week for $9.99 CDs, $16.99 DVDs, and more riveting facts.
Fact!
All right, then. For music, movies, games, and gadgets, Tower Records. Life played loud.
Have a seat, Harold. You look exhausted.
I'm making 35 sales calls a day and trying to be my own administrative assistant. She's on maternity leave, you know. I'm exhausted.
I just said that.
Do you mind if I have a seat?
Harold, we're going to get you some help.
Kelp? You mean like seaweed? What, for lunch? I don't need kelp.
Help, Harold. Help. Whew, we're working with Ronstadt.
I am working nonstop.
Ronstadt, Harold. We're working with Ronstadt.
Kelp?
And you're getting a top-notch assistant while yours is taking a break.
Break? She's not eating a sandwich. She's having a baby. She's out for 3 months.
Calling Ronstadt, Harold.
She's calling the baby Ronstadt?
At Ronstadt, we listen. That's why we're the staffing company that knows you better.
Ronstadt's kind of an odd name for a child.
But a great name for a company.
Whether you need an administrative assistant or an entire team, listening is how we deliver the best job, boss, and company fit. For any kind of job, full-time, part-time, permanent, office, or industrial, just call us at 1-877-922-2468. We're Ronstadt, the work solutions people. We're back.
Yes, we are.
Are you guys psyched?
Yes.
Big announcement. Someone's having a baby on Scrubs.
I know who it is.
But my guess is it's one of the women.
See? You narrowed it down.
Yeah. Who is it?
It's Carla.
Carla's having a baby.
Yeah.
That's been a long time in the making.
Usually it just takes one night, but
on TV it takes longer.
And then there's a new comedy, Teachers.
The teachers are really crazy on the show. It makes you wish you had teachers like that in high school. It's that nuts.
Yeah, funny teachers are better than, well, most of the ones I had.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they care about the kids, though, too. That's what's cool.
And I never had Justin Bartha as a teacher.
No.
He's really cute. He's from Failure to Launch and National Treasure.
Ooh, I guess he's awesome.
No, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is. It's a great hour of comedy tonight. Scrubs and Teachers. One show's about doctors, the next show's about teachers. And
Then after that is SVU, about SVUs.
Oh, you got it.
I'm so sorry.
That's bad.
Yeah. No, Law & Order SVU has Ludacris tonight.
Oh,
the singer, the rapper.
Yeah. He's in Crash and Hustle and Flow.
Oh, he's a big star on a great show, so it's a good combo.
So it's Scrubs, Teachers, and Law & Order SVU.
Good night, NBC.
My husband and I made this decision to purchase from Jared. And we will continue to purchase from Jared.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Lorraine Melton, talks about finding the perfect ring.
I was blown away by the selection and the quality of the diamonds at this anniversary band. They took the time to educate me on the four C's. And purchasing a diamond is a very, very important decision. It's an investment.
Jared will amaze you with their fabulous selection of diamond rings. Say I forever do with their 3-stone diamond rings and anniversary bands, priced from $549.99 to $9,000.
My experience with Jared has been absolutely fabulous. I think it's just a wonderful store. I get compliments all the time. Where did you get that diamond? I said, oh, go to Jared.
It can only be Jared.
In Waldorf, Maryland at Waldorf Marketplace on Westbury Road. Also near Dulles Town Center by Tyson's Corner in Fairfax at Arundel Mills and near Towson Shopping Center.
Hey, you could have been killed by that car.
What car?
Streets can be dangerous places. Pedestrians need to pay attention. Use crosswalks. Look before you cross. You may not get a second chance.
What lady?
Wake up behind the wheel. Drivers need to pay attention and stop for pedestrians.
Wow, that was close. Thanks.
Too many people have been hit, hurt, or killed on our roads. Drivers and pedestrians need to pay attention. Pedestrians, use crosswalks. Look before you cross. Drivers, stop for pedestrians. Be street smart. Obey the law or risk a ticket or worse. A message from Street Smart of D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
The Michelob Ultra Open at Kings Mill, May 8th through 14th. The LPGA pros simply love what many call the fifth major. Why? Well, start with a spectacular river course.
This is just the greatest place for a golf event.
Throw in the best field strength of any LPGA tournament in 2005, including all four majors.
Katrina Matthews with the 30 and 18.
Lori Kane, Grace Park, Natalie Bolfus, Annika Sorenstam, defending champion Christy Kerr. You get the idea. Add an impressive $2.2 million purse, then end with the traditional final round on Mother's Day. And why do fans love the Michelob Ultra Open? It's simple. These girls rock. The Michelob Ultra Open at Kings Mill, May 8th through 14th, with the final round on Mother's Day. Junior 17 and under admitted free with a ticketed adult. Look for $5 off coupons on daily tickets at local retailers. For tickets and complete details, go to MichelobUltraOpen.com or call 757-253-3985. Because in case you forgot, these girls rock.
It's the biggest theatrical event since 937 A.D. Monty Python's Spamalot, the new musical lovingly ripped off from the film classic Monty Python and the Holy Grail, is coming to D.C. The 2005 Tony Award-winning Best Musical rides into the National Theater this June, but this engagement is strictly limited. There will be just 5 weeks of performances, only 29 days of bliss, a mere 39 chances to join King Arthur and his knights as their quest for the Grail brings them to Washington and face-to-face with cows, coconuts, killer rabbits, and French people. Monty Python's Spamalot will be at the National Theater June 6th through July 9th, but tickets are on sale now. Call 800-447-7400 or visit telecharge.com today for your tickets to Monty Python's Spamalot.
Spring is here, and everywhere you look, the colors are in full bloom. Even at your neighborhood Ace Hardware. We have thousands of the trendiest paint colors, and better yet, we can custom match any color you bring in. Hurry into Ace Hardware today for a great deal on Ace Royal Flat Interior Paint. Buy up to 10 gallons of Ace Royal for just $13.99 each after a $5 mail-in rebate. See store for details. Ace, the helpful place.
The Romans said caveat emptor, which meant buyer beware. These days it means, are you really going to buy jewelry or flatware based on a fuzzy photo and a description from a stranger in Arizona whose screen name is Sexy Biker Chick? Better to search the Washington Post classifieds. Millions of Washingtonians read us every week. Check out your purchase in person and caveat that emptor like you should. A little classified information from the Post classifieds in print or online. Classifieds you can trust.
So this truck driver came into H&R Block with his taxes, and I sat down with him and started to dig through all this stuff. You know, his checks and his receipts, and he said,
"Don't forget, I can deduct my union dues."
And I said, "Not only your dues, you can deduct your logbooks, your seat cushions, your lumbar support pillows, truck washing costs, motel bills, truck loading and unloading fees, and possibly your cell phone." And he said,
"My cell phone?"
And I said, "Yeah, your cell phone." And he looked at me kind of surprised and said,
"You do this for all your clients?"
And I said, "No, just for anyone who works for a living."
Nobody knows more about deductions than H&R Block. That's how we can guarantee you the maximum refund or your return is free. Come into H&R Block today. For the office nearest you, call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com. H&R Block, in your corner.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Best of Don and Mike, and we're moving right along because we are up against time constraint. So let's jump right back into it. Jim Vance is a local newscaster here in the Washington, D.C. area. He's been around forever, and Don and Mike have a little fun at his expense on the Best of Don and Mike.
Left over from Friday, we said that we would tape the local TV stations to see which of the D.C. stations went the nuttiest about sending a reporter down to the post office at midnight to cover the tax frenzy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Are you ready to be surprised?
Who won? Okay.
We went with the majors here. We went with the, you know, the big three.
Right.
We discounted Fox.
Uh-huh.
So we went with NBC 4, ABC 7, CBS 9. Are you ready for this?
Right.
Who's the winner?
No reporters are sent down to the post office this year by any
incredible
of the local TV stations.
Do you think perhaps you've done some good?
Perhaps, but
embarrass them out of
perhaps
discovery.
They're listening. But the real test will come on uh-huh. on Thanksgiving Eve find out if they still have someone at the airport.
I
on
guarantee
Thanksgiving
it.
Eve.
I'm ready to bet right now.
You're
I guarantee
a lot.
Whoever that person is the lowest rung on the totem pole.
I'll even go one step further. When you're talking about 4, 7, and 9, there will be a reporter from each station at the airport.
You think? All three of them?
All three of them. Yeah.
And maybe my team coverage.
Yeah, and maybe one of them will have Frank Herzog.
I think the reason...
Making pancakes.
I think the reason that no one was at the post office is that every network had someone covering the fact that a man was mugged for his iPod. That was the big story. That and the Excella delay. Wow.
So there's only some tapes of them covering it that we have for you. The only one that I really think we should play is the one that involves Grady. Beloved anchorman Jim Vance from WRC Channel 4.
Yes.
Who reminds me more and more of Grady from Sanford and Son.
As he gets grayer and grayer.
Please be listening now.
No, just for men on Jim Vance. No.
Please be listening to this tape of Jim Vance speaking.
Uh-huh.
And you tell me if you don't hear his upper plate slipping a little bit. James Vance.
There's less than an hour to go now until the deadline to turn in tax returns. Some post offices around the area have stayed open later than usual to accommodate last-minute filers. The IRS says more people are filing electronically these days, but
Jesus,
there are still millions of people who are sending in their returns the old-fashioned way.
Now, has no one brought this to his attention?
I haven't heard him in ages.
Yes.
Wow.
There
are slight last-second filers.
Polydent.
Yes. Very,
This segment of News 4 is brought to you by...
Should be quite a struggle.
Is this what
we have to look forward to?
Jim Vance.
Bye-bye.
There's less than an hour to go now until the deadline to turn in tax returns. Some offices around the area have stayed open later than usual to accommodate last-minute filers. The IRS says more people are filing electronically these days, but there are still millions of people who are sending in their returns the old-fashioned way, through the mail.
Sounds uncomfortable.
Wow. Jim Vance.
I say,
would you like to come over for some pancakes and sausage?
Make some cider.
Apple cider?
Cider.
Oh, dear. Wow. So, and that's the news.
I might
have a pleasant tomorrow.
Astounding. I've not seen him have to do that thing where he puts his thumb in the roof of his mouth like...
I think he's doing it with his tongue to
pop him back in.
He's been doing it a number of years. Yeah, I know that.
So. Hold on. Well, let's hear him again just one more time.
There's less than an hour.
That's a pretty, yeah. That's a pretty good... right at the very beginning.
It's gotten worse.
Oh, hold on a second.
Right. Listen to that first gasp of air.
Here is Jim Vance, Grady. There's less than an hour to go now until the deadline to turn in tax returns. Some post offices around the area have stayed open later than usual to accommodate last-minute filers.
Man.
The IRS says more people are filing electronically these days, but there are still millions of people who are sending in their returns the old-fashioned way.
Or something else might be at play there.
No, Mike, I've listened to this.
Perhaps table. It was a... six martini dinner.
No. I know Jim Vance is on the sober wagon.
Yeah.
And I think that he's in charge of his faculties. I don't think that he's had like a midnight stroke.
So you think it's the upper plate?
Yes, absolutely. So, listen, Jim, from one broadcaster to another, dude, stick those teeth to the top of your mouth. I mean, for God's sakes, you're the dean of Washington TV.
Powders don't work. Creams.
I'm sorry that Mike and I cannot devote as much time to you as we did when we did a morning show.
So long.
We could watch you every night, but Jim, Grady, dude, get some stick'em.
There's less than an hour to go now until the deadline to turn in tax returns. Some post offices around the area have stayed open later than usual to accommodate last-minute filers.
Filers.
So sad.
Sure, wake up with Joe Krebs and Barbara Harris.
Filers. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how y'all doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
All right. Hey, you were talking about the Pope earlier, and I heard this morning on the news that the German guy, the Kraut, he got like 78 unconfirmed votes before they even locked themselves in the room with the 10-year-old boys.
Can I just say something? That even though I might agree with what you're saying, your accent totally...
A little distracted.
Totally blows any.
I'm going to hazard a guess that
I'm going to
hazard a guess that Catholics aren't the only ones he hates.
Who else do you hate, son?
I hate everybody.
I figured you did. Yeah.
Pick one. Who's the one group you hate more than anybody?
Oh, I don't know. Them little Mexican fellers.
Yeah.
Mexican fellers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Klan all the way. You want to put it to a vote?
Oh, no, he is.
Yeah, he's Klan.
I recognize the voice.
You know him from the meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He's used to not seeing the faces. So.
Hello there.
I love your show.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yes, we are.
Here we go.
Hey, great show, guys.
Thanks.
Love you guys. Great.
Right. I thought for a second we might have had another one there. Hey, great show.
Has anybody been checking whether or not the Cardinals have a... bet placed in Las Vegas whether or not they're picking the Pope on a certain day?
Yeah,
do they stand to make
you can bet on that.
Because, you know, there's somebody inside there who's got the information. And I love it when people say...
somebody's leaking out the information.
I like when people just say the Cardinals, because I always think of the St. Louis Cardinals. You know,
football or baseball? You got to think with baseball.
I think baseball first.
Yeah. I do actually think baseball first.
Oh, hold on. One more of the tax tapes. I don't know. Oh, we're just going to play this one because this guy on Channel 9...
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the new mannequin?
No.
Okay, so you know they've got Tracy Beal, who just
lovely.
You get a brown sugar.
Sure.
Come, you dance so good.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
She's just it.
Really nice.
And they've put next to her a very plastic, handsome white guy.
Todd McDermott.
Who I'm guessing.
Is it Todd or Tom?
Todd
McDermott.
Who I'm guessing probably has to have his shoes tied for him before the evening newscast.
Question for Todd McDermott. How is your memory?
I'll say this, though. He's a good reader.
Yeah.
And he is good with enunciation.
Oh, good. Very
and getting his point across.
And you know what else he likes?
What?
Standing up. He's a stand-up news reader.
Potato.
McDermott.
Here he is with the tax angle.
Okay, procrastinators, just a few ticks left on the clock to file your federal taxes on time. Right now, last-minute filers are dropping off forms at 24 local post offices, open until midnight. Check out this curbside service tonight at Friendship Station in Northwest D.C.
Check that
out. Neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right now on our website, you will find a list of post offices staying open until midnight and a direct connection to the IRS website with information on filing an extension.
Yeah. And he looks real serious at the camera because with on filing an extension.
This is 9 News at 11. Asshats, if you are looking to get over to the post office, they've got curbside service for you if you're so lazy and so just a loser.
So the stations did nothing. They did they did nothing to cover them. We give them 2.5 dings for that.
2.5 snaps?
2.5.
Even though no one caught it, do you think Channel 5 had someone out there?
I'm sure they did.
Will Thomas.
They probably did. They had the greatest Will Thomas segment today on the news.
Really? Well, they're all great.
Or maybe it was last night or this morning. I don't know. One of the newscasts in the last 24 hours I've watched on Channel 5. There's a very masculine reporter named Will Thomas. I mean, if he could, he would do the news with his sweater tied around his shoulders. You know the way that those that those guys, those...
homo.
Those guys do it. You know what I mean? We were getting some interference there, Mike.
Most of
we were getting some CB interference.
Homo.
And I'm not really sure exactly what's going on. Because
homo.
If we keep playing this tape,
homo.
I'm not going to be able to talk about the gentleman I wanted to talk about.
Homo.
We would be in
homo. Homo.
And really, we don't know.
No, who knows?
And not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. So anyway.
The news set is referred to as the birdcage.
Personally, I believe
homo.
I believe with this guy that he's like G.I. Joe.
He's asexual?
Just shiny, you know, plastic down there. Just plastic. So it was a story about I, Will Thomas, for Fox 5, and the story is, and he has that fake, I'm being sincere and delivering the news because I care, but he wants to be dramatic, too, because he's on
Fox.
To
make his voice
I'm
deeper.
Out here on the street. Things are, have never, ever looked worse.
So here's the Channel 5 investigative team.
Yes.
Sends him out to find out of the cab services which arrive on time. If you call for a cab,
hard hitting,
how long will it take? Well, this is the only reason I stayed with the story, because it involved Will Thomas not dressed in his Anchorman outfit,
right?
But out on the street,
waiting for a cab in a bunny suit.
He's got a shirt on. The collar is not as big as Nipsey Russell,
okay.
But it's like John Davidson style.
Well, no, it looks like John Davidson style. What it is, it's a regular size collar. It's just based on his small head.
And he's got the V-neck sweater underneath it. And then what he's done is he's done this thing that I just
homo.
I can't get past this. When a guy's wearing a shirt with a sweater,
right?
What he does is he rolls up the sweater and then neatly rolls the shirt,
the cuff folds over in a perfect 4-inch square.
So he's got the whatever the pink or now pink that would be
homo.
With the blue sweater that he's got on.
No, it was mesh.
It goes down just below his elbow, and then there's like a 6-inch cuff.
Yes.
Okay, with what he's done, and he's got on, and you can play it for me.
Homo.
I noticed
he's got on shorts.
I noticed that he's got on very tight jeans. He has on.
You know, you really spent some time looking at him,
Mike. It was a. I can't help it that I've got this type of a memory. That.
Come on, admit it. Why don't you just admit it? Why?
Homo.
Come on, tell the truth.
I think
you love him.
Homo.
Haven't I played the tape a thousand times here? Yeah.
Homo.
As a matter of fact, Will Thomas, will you marry me?
Yes. Tight jeans and buckled shoes.
Big pilgrim hat. Funny, because it was him on the street.
Uh-huh.
They would have the shot of him wearing this, you know, like casual outfit.
Yeah.
And they'd show him chatting up on his cell, going, that would be a phone to 21st and 24th Street. And then it was him, shots of him waiting in the street. And
I'm waiting.
Him actually walking over to the cabin. And the results, Allison, well, King Cab came in 17. But, I mean, it, you know, whatever, but... Man, that Will Thomas.
Yeah.
He's great.
Will Thomas tries to catch a ride.
We have nothing but good things to say about him. However, Grady, over at Channel 4.
Yeah. There's less than an hour to go now until the deadline to turn in tax returns. Some post offices around the area have stayed open later than usual to accommodate last-minute filers.
This is Britain's finest hour.
Good.
I seem to have lost my upper plate. I'm sorry, I'm depressed. Some phone call.
Got a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
Problems now on the Beltway, the outer loop at Eisenhower Avenue. An accident there takes up two right lanes and the ramp to Eisenhower Avenue. Summer's just around the corner, and Gold's Gym wants to help you spring into shape. For a limited time, you can enroll for just $1. Call 1-800-99-GOLD or visit goldsgym.com today. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7freefm.com.
BG products will make your car run better, and the junkies will make your day run better. BG products, sponsors of the junkies.
This Sunday, live and only on pay-per-view, the greatest spectacle in sports entertainment history goes big time.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
For the first time ever, John Cena takes on the game Triple H for the WWE Championship.
At WrestleMania, the King of Kings goes back on his throne.
World Heavyweight Champion Kurt Angle, Randy Orton, and Rey Mysterio clash in a triple threat match.
For the World Heavyweight Championship!
And takes on Shawn Michaels. Mick Foley battles Edge in a hardcore match. And The Undertaker puts his 13-0 WrestleMania record on the line against Mark Henry in a casket match.
This is WrestleMania!
WrestleMania. Live Sunday, April 2nd on pay-per-view. For details, go to WrestleMania.com.
Don't miss WWE WrestleMania 22 this Sunday at 7 p.m. Only on in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering using your digital remote. Order WWE WrestleMania 22 today.
Hi, honey. Can you go to Radio Shack and sign up for Dish Network Satellite TV for me? For us? All of us? We'll get sports, movies, sports, and cartoons, too. Yeah, that'll be great for me. Us.
Sign up now for the Dish Family Programming Package at Radio Shack and get 40 channels for only $19.99 a month. And only at Radio Shack, get half off activation instantly. Good with credit approval through 4106 at participating stores. Activation fee, residency, and other restrictions apply. Equipment must be returned upon cancellation, subject to change without notice. Void where prohibited. Details in store.
You bolted upright in the middle of the night, realizing what that new account really means. It means more room and more employees. The business you started in your garage 7 years ago just doubled in size overnight. You'll need a line of credit, cash management expertise, payroll services. You'll need to protect your business financially. You'll need sleep. You need BB&T. Growth is a good problem to have, and we can help you find opportunities to manage it wisely. Stop by one of our local financial centers. Call 1-800-BANK-BBT or visit bbt.com and find out why we're consistently ranked number one small business friendly by the U.S. Small Business Administration. Banking, insurance, investments, BB&T. There's opportunity here. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Only deposit products are FDIC insured.
Are you ready for another year of motherfucking insanity? Ozfest 2006, starring Ozzy Osbourne.
Sunday, August 6th at Nissan Pavilion. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster locations and LiveNation.com. Get the best tickets first at OzFest.com. Brought to you by PlayStation. Produced by Live Nation.
OzFest 2006. No rest for the wicked. 18 years ago, a stamp cost 22 cents. A loaf of bread, 55 cents. A gallon of gas, just 95 cents. And you could buy a new car for under $10,000. Wouldn't you love to pay yesterday's lower prices today? Then stop and think about how much money you could save if you started paying for college right now. That's exactly what you can do with the Virginia Prepaid Education Program. I'm Diana Cantor, Executive Director of the Virginia College Savings Plan. Now is the best time to take advantage of this easy, tax-free way to save for college. Flexible payment plans are available, and the money you save can be used at colleges nationwide. But hurry, enrollment ends March 31st. Get the important information you need to read before enrolling. Request a Virginia Prepaid Education Program enrollment kit online at virginia529.com.
The road to perfection. What exactly would that entail? Chandelier street lamps? A toll booth that hands you money? Traffic lights that are forever green? Nice. But how about something that's actually obtainable? The Lexus ES. Closer to perfection than ever before. With a comprehensive network of computers and sensors to guide available features like heated and cooled front seats, rain-sensing windshield wipers, and a rear sunshade that automatically lowers in reverse. Even a memory system for both the driver and front passenger that recalls seat and outside mirror positions. In other words, the road to perfection is closer than you think. Especially starting at $32,950, as described as $34,440. The ES at your Washington area Lexus dealer.
MSRP includes delivery, processing, and handling fees. Includes taxes, title, license, and other optional equipment. Actual dealer price may vary.
Let me tell you about secrets. Secrets are fine for the CIA. They're great for surprise birthday parties. But secrets aren't for car service. When you take your car to get the oil change or have preventive maintenance done, you don't want any secrets. You don't want some guy in a jumpsuit to hop in your car, be gone for 3 hours while you sit in the waiting room reading a 1997 dog show digest, then come back and give you a bill that'll make you faint. Put your foot down. No secrets. If there's service to be done, you want to know what it is. You want to give the approval, the okay, the thumbs up. That's how we work at Jiffy Lube. It's called a service review. Our trained technicians take you through what your vehicle manufacturer recommends, then wait for your approval to do it. Secrets are for holiday gifts, for anniversary surprises. They're not for car maintenance. For oil changes and preventive maintenance, nobody does it like Jiffy Lube.
Stop by Jiffy Lube for an oil change today. With no appointment needed and over 25 years of reliable service, why go anywhere else? Jiffy Lube, the well-oiled machine.
I finally got rid of our old innerspring mattress. It's obsolete. These days, you can get a Sleep Number bed, adjust your side to the level of firmness you want, and sleep like never before. Then I started noticing how many other things around here are obsolete. The clock, it's got hands. The TV, it has an antenna. And this phone actually has a cord. From now on, everything is going to be modern like my bed. If it's obsolete, it's out. Right, Frank?
So should I start packing?
No, not today, dear.
Every 2 minutes, someone switches from an old-fashioned innerspring mattress to a Sleep Number bed. Isn't it time you discovered the bed that's made innersprings obsolete? Find the Sleep Number bed at a select comfort store today. Select comfort stores are located in major malls, including Towson Town Center, the Mall in Columbia, Annapolis Mall, Marley Station, and Apple Blossom Mall. For more information about Sleep Numbers, don't forget to visit sleepnumber.com.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This April, VH1 presents a new hit from an easy target.
What could they say that I haven't already heard?
Tori Spelling dating a plastic surgeon. That's like Liz Taylor dating a bacon cheeseburger.
You are a wretched, miserable soul.
So notorious, VH1's True Life sitcom, starring Tori Spelling.
I have to go up someday.
Oh, Donna Martin graduates.
Premieres Sunday, April 2nd at 10, 9 central. After all new episodes of The Surreal Life and Hogan Knows Best.
There goes my line.
Only on VH1.
Hi, honey, can you go to Radio Shack and sign up for Dish Network Satellite TV for me? For us? All of us? We'll get sports, movies, sports, and cartoons, too. Yeah, that'll be great for me. Us.
Sign up now for the Dish Family Programming Package at Radio Shack and get 40 channels for only $19.99 a month. And only at Radio Shack, get half off activation instantly. Good with credit approval through 4106 at participating stores. Activation fee, residency, and other restrictions apply. Equipment must be returned upon cancellation, subject to change without notice. Void where prohibited. Details in store.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway.
Yeah.
The best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
That's right. Don and Mike returning April 3rd. Till then, it's you and me, the legendary Joe Arndinger, with you, and we've got one more segment for today, and I'll see you tomorrow. Now, where are we going with this? Hey, it's a conversation with Big Frida on the Best of Don and Mike. See you tomorrow.
Tell me.
Was there one in the Safeway on Sunday morning
at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, now.
You're a creature. If you're anything, you are a creature of habit.
The great thing is, I was discussing this with Frida, that normally I'm shy in real life, and I'm not very outgoing.
That's true.
Yet, I love going to the grocery store when no one's there, and I get to know the people that work in this particular grocery store.
You're comfortable with
it. You know, there's AJ, and then there's the frozen foods guy, and then there's the other guy with the beverages.
Right.
So I see these guys, and I walk around, and I'm checking out at about 8 o'clock on Sunday morning. Got all the supplies that we need, you know, all three of us now. And incidentally, why don't you ask me in that game show way?
Yes.
How's my mother-in-law?
How's your mother-in-law?
Supermarket sweep.
She is super.
Uh-huh.
That's all I want to say.
How's the trifecta?
She's living with us now, you know.
You mentioned.
No. Yeah.
And that's going well?
We had a great.
In your home?
Yes. Oh, this. Remind me about the grocery store, because I'm going to tell you just a great sidebar about Big Frida.
Okay.
So,
on Sunday, my wife was out on some adventure, and I'm at home.
How's your residence?
I'm at home with my mother-in-law, and I was playing Xbox Live, John Madden. Even though I'm 46, this is what I do.
You wear, you like to do.
And I was playing online with some tool.
Choose your escape.
And for a change, I'm killing this guy. It's 35 to 10.
Well, you've gotten a lot of practice. You should be getting better at it.
Well, my record is still like 70 and 110.
Oh, the rebuilding
turn
year.
The corner.
I'm working my way towards the 500 mark.
There you go.
So I'm playing, and she comes upstairs, and she says, I don't mean to bother you in the middle of something. Can you come downstairs and look at the TV downstairs?
Again?
Now, yes, and I'm in the middle of this online thing.
Yeah,
so I say to her, maybe not as sweetly as I should have, I said, you know, I know exactly what I did. I went like this. I went, I put the controller down. I said, it's just a video game. I'd be glad to come downstairs and help you. Mm-hmm. So we go downstairs. I'm standing at the TV, and I say, okay, what is it that you need? She said, the DVD. Mm-hmm. Frida said that you would know how to do the DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a TV that I'm looking at, and I'm trying. Keep in mind that the clock is running. I paused the game.
Yeah, she was watching one of Buzz's.
Yeah, when it was porno. I've only got 30 seconds. So I'm down there going, hey, now you want to look at, and meanwhile, in my head, the clock is still ticking on the game going upstairs. I'm thinking,
it's almost time, kid.
I'm thinking, if I don't get back up there to continue this game, the computer's going to say that I quit and I'm going to lose. Mm-hmm. And like, it means so much to me because I'm so freaking pathetic.
You're winning.
So I say to her, exactly what is it? I say, you know what? Let me go back up and pause the game again. So I run back upstairs.
Do you just have to, like, press a button and then pause it again, and you get an extra 30 seconds?
You get three pauses per half.
Right.
So it doesn't count as a timeout. It's like if you just need some personal
And you only
time.
Get 30 seconds?
Yeah. Well, if the guy on the other side, if he's playing, if he doesn't know I got my mother-in-law hooking my TV up.
Right.
He's sitting there in his underpants playing the game. He sees I've paused it. He can push a button that says, listen, hey, come on, dude, get back in 30
okay.
seconds. So I'm back downstairs with her again. Now I've given up on the video game. And I've decided I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm going to just help my mother-in-law with this problem with the TV.
Wow. How is your clock management?
She's So now I'm standing in front of the TV and the DVD player, and I said, and the TV's on.
Right.
It's on the History Channel or something. And I said, what do you need? And she said, well, the DVD. Frida said you'd know about the DVD. So I'm down there for 10 minutes, turning on the DVD player.
Right.
Get the tray opening up, the things coming in and out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I said to her, do you have a DVD that you want? She said, no, Frida said you would know. And finally, this is not a TV.
Got a DVD for you?
Finally, this is not a TV that I've hooked up. So my wife hooked this thing up, and I said, you know, I'm really sorry. I'm normally very good at electronics. I'm afraid I can't get the DVD to work. I don't know what the problem is. She said, okay, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. So I went back upstairs, turned off the Xbox, thought, you know what? I probably was kind of a Dick Cheney with her. I'm gonna go downstairs. So I go back downstairs. She's watching TV. And I said, hey, you know, if I came on strong, I'm sorry about that. She couldn't have been nice. She said, don't worry about it. I know how it is to be interrupted. You were playing your game. She said, I figured it out anyway. And I said, oh, good. What are you watching? And she said, Fox News. I said, the TV was already on.
Yeah.
But when we came down, the TV was on. She said, oh, I didn't know it was the TV. I thought it was the DVD. And I'm biting my tongue, mm-hmm. you know, because she's my mother-in-law.
She thinks she's watching a DVD?
Well, I guess the History Channel logo
right.
kind of went by.
Yeah.
That she didn't catch on that. And all she had wanted all along was just Fox News.
Why did she ask for a DVD?
Because yesterday, at the same TV, Frida had been watching a DVD.
Oh.
And she thought that somehow, if she just happened to turn the same TV on, that Frida's DVD would be playing.
I'm totally lost. And I think I understand, though. It's the technology.
Yeah.
And trying to explain to an older person that, for example, you don't have to have a TV on for your VCR to tape a show. That's a concept they can't quite grasp.
She's pretty technically savvy.
Right.
But I was standing there inside, the real ass in me was
screaming, just screaming, I just lost a ranked game. Because if I had just calmed down and you said, I want to watch Fox News, I would have said, it's four goddamn channels away. You're on 63, turn it on to 59.
Come on!
But I was able to squelch all of that and just push it down inside.
Well, it's the first real weekend, too.
Yeah.
First, it's the first official, you know, full weekend. You know, Friday to Monday.
But she is, she's a sweetheart. She's doing it. She's doing her best. Oh, today, was she great today? And I mean that. She is really so aware of the fact that, you know, I talk about her on the air.
Sure.
Because we got 4 hours to fill, and I want you to know what's going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Really, even though I bitch and complain about it, it's not an imposition.
Right.
She's wonderful, and I would have it no other way.
Good fodder.
But because there's always a little truth in kidding,
mm-hmm.
I love the fact, like, today, my wife was out running some errands. And I actually was looking for my mother-in-law because she hadn't poked her head in to say, you know, how do I do this or what's happening with this? And we have a nice big house, and she was upstairs with the doors shut in her own room where I just heard, like, the muddle. You know, we got 8,000 friggin' TVs in my house.
Right.
And she's got a very little one in the room that she's in, and I just hear the muffled tones or whatever, you know. I'm now live on Fiona. And I just, you know, I just do one of these. I go, hey, hey, Grandma, how you doing? I hear, I'm fine. Just trying to stay out of your way.
Oh, you know, no.
Don't
hiding from you.
No.
Oh.
Don't want to be a burden.
Oh, no.
You know, and I go, okay, well, you know, you come on out.
Yeah. Said, no. You don't want to walk in there and, like, see Brooks was here. You know,
he says, no, it's fine. It's fine. And then I got a little worried. And then she said,
don't think I'm going to make it on the outside.
A little worried because she says, as I'm walking away, I said, okay, well, I just noticed that the door was shut. And, you know, I want me to. No, I'm just changing.
Ah, well.
Like, okay, listen,
yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, then you know, sprint downstairs.
Then lock the door, for goodness sakes,
yeah.
Lock that door.
What you should say as you leave is, you know, thank you, and solitude is not a crime. What you're doing is fine.
Rob, listen, you know they say that thing about you marry the daughter, you marry the mother?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not the truth.
No.
I imagine that the sex is better with my wife than it would be with my mother-in-law.
You can only guess.
Oh, dear me.
But.
Oh, my.
But I will say.
My, oh, my.
She is living at your house.
But I will. No, I'm just saying. Beyond that, I think my mother-in-law probably.
Where are you going with this? I'm confused.
She treats me nicer than my wife does.
Ah, that's what it is.
And that's the object of the game we're designing.
How's your
mother-in-law?
It's going to be a good game.
Like, she says all the things that I love to hear.
Ah,
just like, you know, just I'll just be farting around doing the normal stuff, and she'll just say, oh, mm. She'll look at me real proud. I say, what? She goes, you just work so hard. You work so hard all those years.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, I, in essence, could be married to my mother-in-law, except...
Yeah, you are an outstanding provider.
Except you know... I don't think the sex would be as good.
Right.
That's the only reason I brought that up.
Perhaps Mrs. Source will evolve to that.
My wife?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, right. She'll let her mom in our bedroom.
No, that's not what I'm into.
You mean that.
It wouldn't be as good simply because of the age difference, right?
Yeah.
All things being equal.
Yeah, of course.
And it might be awkward.
Of course. Now, I don't even want to think about back in the day if I was...
Oh, dear me.
Wow.
Well, you can perhaps gather up some old photo albums. Oh, this is disturbing.
Okay. Yeah,
this is not right.
But I wasn't even going to talk about that. I was going to talk about the grocery store.
But what I was saying is that maybe eventually Frida will appreciate what you do as she, you know, becomes wiser like her mother.
Which Frida? Little Frida or
Little
Big Frida?
Little Frida will become like Big Frida and appreciate what you do.
Is that the way you think your marriage will go?
No, Carrie won't live much longer. So, I mean, all things being equal, and if Carrie were to live, maybe it would happen.
Optimism. I like that.
It could happen.
Yeah. No, and you know, listen.
You almost got positive there for a second. You know, dangerously so.
Right? It's still a learning curve for me, this whole having her live with us.
Like, sounds like you're enjoying it.
Yeah, Mike, I'm making the best. What did Martha say?
You're making pudding.
Yeah. When life gives you lemons, you know, make a nice oopsie.
You're making pudding out of oopsies.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What can we do for you?
Hey, I've got a... Oh, sorry about that. Hey, I've got a... Todd McDermott, you were talking about the Pouty Bee Stung Lip guy.
Yes.
His wife is Melissa McDermott, and she does the overnight CBS feed from television feed from New York City.
Ah.
Just enough, David. She's real hot. You got to check her out. And Buzz may
you
know.
Holly Culkin's wife does the late night overnight TV feeds.
Yeah, I got the guy right. He's got them Pouty Bee Stung
Lip. Hold on. Are you talking about Todd McDermott, the anchor guy, or Macaulay Culkin?
No. I'm talking about McDermott.
Okay, so Todd McDermott, the TV anchor guy.
He is right. I mean, Todd McDermott does have pouty bee stung lips.
Like Macaulay Culkin.
Right. So his wife is a network anchor, even though it's overnight.
Yes, exactly. Her name is Melissa, and Buzz may know this. Her father is Mike Oatman, a big radio guy in Wichita. So,
can we all just stop and think about this?
Yes.
35 seconds we'll never get back.
Love you guys.
Keep laughing, Anne.
Love you.
Keep laughing.
Bye.
So, in the grocery store, Sunday morning.
Yes.
I'm waiting in the line. I'm getting the stuff out of the cart, and there's a mom that comes up behind me with her little kid. Mm-hmm. The little kid's got on his soccer suit. He appears to be about 7. Mm-hmm. And she starts saying to him, put that down, put that standard stuff. You know, put that down. This kid, I am not kidding you, starts screaming. Like, the kid starts going, ah! Stop it! Stop it! Mm-hmm. Stop it!
Total
tantrum. And he's going out of his mind, and the mother's doing nothing. She's saying to him, you're embarrassing me. And I'm looking at the checker. Hmm? And yeah, I look at the checker, I go, hey now.
Was there a British lady like in a maroon suit?
No, but listen to this. There was no super nanny, but listen to what this kid does. What? So he's not getting attention from his mom.
Right.
Who says these kids today are not smart? He's screaming like someone has cut off his arm.
Uh-huh.
And everybody knows he's just a spoiled little brat in his goddamn soccer uniform, and mommy's getting all the... I know what she's doing.
How old would you estimate the child to be?
7 to 8.
Okay.
And she's doing what we did with our kid when he was young, and what you do with your kids. You know, when it's your turn to be like the mom or the dad of the soccer game, you got to go to the grocery store and get all the little juice boxes.
Yeah, right, exactly,
So that's what they're doing. They're doing the juice box thing. And the kid is screaming because he wants something, and it's annoying, and he's yelling, and no one says anything to this lady, like, you know, shut that animal up. And the kid's getting absolutely no response.
Mm-hmm.
So he turns it up a notch.
Really?
Gotta give him credit.
As opposed to just quitting, he tweaks it?
I swear to God, I'm standing there. There's a grocery cart between me, the kid, and his mom.
Mm-hmm.
I see the people. The teller sees the people with the problem. She does nothing to him.
Right.
All she says is, shh, hey, be quiet. Or we're not going to go play soccer today. Now, you just stop that and think about it. The kid immediately goes, ah! My mom is hitting me! Ow! Don't hit me!
Really?
I am not kidding.
So he's fabricating an assault.
Yes!
Wow.
And now he says that, of course, eyes turn around in the supermarket.
Right.
Everybody turns around.
God.
Everybody turns around. And
what a precocious lad.
And he ended up getting his way.
Really? What? She got him a candy or whatever?
Because it was that he wanted, which was right at eye level as you're checking out, whatever it was, he ended up taking and slamming down into the cart. And she said, okay, that's fine. That's fine.
That's why he'll continue to do it.
That's fine.
Be on The Apprentice. You're supposed to take him out in that situation. No matter where you are, no matter what you're about to do, you remove the child and take him for a little talking to.
Didn't
mean take him out. Take him out of the store. You get him out of the store completely. Drop everything.
The celebrity the child most resembled?
Who?
I'm not kidding. Baruz.
from
24.
I love the candy, mommy.
Sarah.
God. And it's,
quiet. I will give you a cinnamon stick later.
You know, nobody says anything. The kid is
nobody
screaming.
Says anything anymore. When you were growing up, did you ever have, when I was growing up, when I was a little kid, if I saw friends of mine get out of line or I got out of line, and you had a neighbor that knew you and you were like in the grocery store, the neighbor would tell you to shut up, right?
Yeah.
In a minute.
And there would occasionally be physical contact.
Occasionally
you'd face
knuckle.
Yeah. Sometimes. But anyway, I was thinking that's when you must beat the child for the parent.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, in this day and age, you can't even say anything.
That's when you must
Yeah, I think
you simply must stand and say, listen, I'm sorry you won't do it. And then,
pow.
Do you think it would have helped if you had just gone to the child and yelled at the child like though he was yelling?
Just go,
like, shut up! Shut up! No, not shut even up! That. If you just walked up to the child and
scream.
Like, oh, God, Rob.
That would work.
I've done that to my own kids.
Player the snore.
Kids love it.
Oh, my God.
Shut up!
How terrified those children must be.
Only you can do that. Only you can prevent forest fires. Hi, Joe.
Funny that shit.
Joe. Why what?
Some years back, I was in a store, and there was a kid just absolutely jumping up and down, screaming in this cart. And the mother was had enough of it, but wouldn't do anything about it. Kind of went around the edge of the aisle, and I leaned over the kid, and I said, knock it off, or I'll beat you. And the kid just stopped and stared at me, and I walked up the aisle, and I kept looking over my shoulder, and the kid just clutching to the cart.
Nice going, Boogeyman. That's nice.
Great. That works.
And
I like that.
And that child later grew up. That was little Ted Bundy.
Yeah, and when that kid sees Otto on The Simpsons, he freaks out.
People have often wondered what set Ted Bundy off.
Joe would do it again, except he's not allowed to get within 50 feet of the child.
Restraining order.
We really got to take a break here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Yeah. Hi.
How you doing, sir?
Okay.
Yeah, I used to do the same thing to my mother. I mean, not jumping up and down, but I used to run away from my mother in the middle of a store anywhere. Like one time, she was up in a changing room, and she just had her clothes off and had the door shut, and I flung it open and run out.
Baby. Okay. Right. Thanks for the contribution.
Glad you're still proud of that as a grown man. That was AH calling.
Another hat.
I mean, a real hat.
I'll tell you something that reminds me of what World's Greatest Mother Fran used to do to Jimmy and I.
What'd she do?
We would be out of the mall. I'm talking Landover Mall.
Right.
That was a happening mall back then. We'd be out shopping. If we would do something she wouldn't like the way we were acting,
right,
she would take us back. She would go get clothes like we were going to try them on.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God, this is true. She would take us back to the changing room. Uh-huh. We'd get into the changing room, and then she would just smack us.
Inside the changing room.
Because she didn't want to hit us.
Publicly. Yeah.
And I don't mean like, you know, beat us. Mm-hmm. You know, it would just be, you are embarrassing me so much now. Don't you, no more lip. No more, okay. Oh, you think so? Like that. Now, mark yourself. Kick yourself.
You know the movie Starship Troopers?
Yeah.
You know when they're fighting the bugs and the bugs have those pincers? Those pincers weren't as strong as my mom's fingers when she would grab our elbow.
Amen.
In the grocery store, it was just like, you stop that right now. And meanwhile, you're looking down at your arm that's starting to atrophy, you know, because it's going to actually fall off.
Yes.
At the bicep, it's actually going to fall off. That's how powerful it was. Yeah.
I remember the one time we were in Giant, okay, that's a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, this is in Upper Marlboro, so I had to be like in fourth grade. I don't know what I did to piss her off. I think it was something like the Brock's candies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Something where they're sitting out, and I ate some of them. And anyway, I know she saw me eat them, and she gave me the look, and we went through the whole grocery store, and like nothing's going on. And then she said, "Oh, hold on a second." She said to my brother, "Stay here for a second.
Mommy's got to go get a feather."
She said, "No, she said, come here. You've got to get cleaned up. You've got something on you. Come here." She says this to me.
Uh-huh.
This is a half hour after I've eaten these candies, stolen these candies. She said, "Come here. We just come in the bathroom. Come here. You got something on your shirt." She walked right in the men's room, because that's what moms do.
Right.
You take your kid, I'm like a little kid. Uh-huh. She got me by the hand. She takes the door, and she shuts me. She shuts the door, and she says, like a shaking baby's in her system, "I saw you touch that candy. Don't you take those candy." But she didn't want to do this in front of anybody.
Right.
You lead it rare.
So it's like, it's cool to take me in back into the bathroom.
Yes, sure.
At Giant, so she could yell at me for eating the candy.
Did your mom have a weapon of choice in the home that you were disciplined with?
It was made by my father.
Oh, really? You had something made?
He wrote on it.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a bread slicing board. It looked like
a paddle.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Anyway, yeah, a paddle. And he wrote on it, in his old Sam lettering, that's his name, Board of Education. I'm not kidding.
Well, you know, we had kids in school that had that.
There was a lot of times my mom would be chasing my brother around the house.
Right, right.
You know,
my mom fancied a wooden spoon.
Yeah.
That's what, that was the, but not, it didn't happen often. As a little kid, I got a fly swatter that had a steel handle, and then as I got older.
Steel handle, but it was still soft plastic at the end.
Yeah, but it could probably flick you pretty good.
It stung pretty good, and then as I got older, and that became less effective, and I figured out how to wear more underwear to increase the padding.
Now he wears none.
That's when I got used to it, I kind of like it now. Yeah. Then my dad's belt came into play.
Oh, the belt.
It was dad's leather belt.
Oh, the belt.
There was never an instrument of destruction used on me, but my uncles were always forced to go out to the yard and pick their own switch.
Really?
Yeah, that's the old days?
Yeah.
That's like old school. That's like Andy of Mayberry stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, son, go out back. I'd almost just rather have the...
But you no corporal punishment in your history, Mr. Softy?
Oh, no, they beat the hell out of me. They just used their hands. Fist of fury.
I don't see your dad, like, walloping you.
You know what? I was so scared. I really wasn't a very bad kid.
Right.
I didn't like the pain.
My dad never did any... My dad was big in the verbal stuff. My dad was big with the damn dummy and, you know, you're dumb and your brother's stupid. It was my mom that would come with the uppercuts. Mm. My mom would just be, you know, boom, like Mike Tyson.
My dad would be great for in the car. Because he would almost, you know, I wouldn't have to worry about getting spanked because we would be in a head-on collision before that would happen, because it would be like one of these things where, Dad, we want to go, listen, I'm going to pull this car over, don't you? And the car is like going across six lanes of traffic. I think the only time my dad ever hit me, he made it worthwhile, though. He hit me with a Coke bottle.
Oh, man.
Nobody was really mad.
Yeah, of course.
He was really, really mad at
me. You don't want to use a Coke bottle unless you mean it. Did he hit you or throw it?
He knocked me with it, and it was when I was older. It was I was like 14, 15, and he knocked me with it and used a word that I had never heard him use before. And he was referring, he was referring to bad behavior that we'd done with some girls in the neighborhood,
What was the second letter? O?
No.
C?
In Toledo.
Your dad unusual. Called you that?
No, not me. No. He said you can chase all the.
Fired up.
Super fired.
Dad.
So here was the combination.
Dropping that bomb.
But my God! And I'm talking about there were not any of the junior words that had ever been used around me.
He didn't work up to it.
No way.
He went right to the penthouse.
He went to the penthouse with the Coke bottle, and I was just like, I didn't do anything anymore. Wow. It freaked me out.
C word.
Once. Once.
One time.
Only once.
And it was just like, I mean, the Coke bottle, I didn't even feel it.
Was it almost worth it?
No.
Although we got a break.
We will be right back, everybody.
May tomorrow be a perfect day.
Hello there.
May you find love and laughter along the way.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
I'll be with you. You'll be with me.
Oh, yes.
Together we'll love once again.
No way.
Goodbye,
no.
Everybody.
I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night. By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
You're damn right.
Change me, mommy.
I'm liable to lose you.
Let's get busy.
Fire me.
I'm wearing a little black dress.
I'm scared stiff.
And I'm wearing a rocking pair of ruby slippers.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I love cheese. Hey, take it easy. You're scaring me. Tell me about cheese.
How are you?
What cheese do you like?
Time goes on.
Name a good cheese.
Where did you get that nickname?
Another one. Oh, I don't like that.
Never a tremor of doubt in my body.
Take it easy, honey.
Almost.
La, 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 la. I want to sing. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.